Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. military will launch a blockade of all Iranian ports beginning in about 4 hours.
After ceasefire talks with Iran over the weekend ended without an agreement, President Trump said the U.S. Navy would enforce the blockade. According to U.S. Central Command, the blockade will involve all Iranian ports. However, ships traveling between non-Iranian ports could still use the Strait of Hormuz. The president wants to weaken Iran's key leverage in the war after demanding that it reopen the strait. Two Iranian news agencies reported that any military vessels in the strait would get a forceful response. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Oil prices are on the rise. Price of U.S. crude oil rose 8% to $104.24 a barrel. Gas averages $4.13 a gallon nationally. That's unchanged from yesterday. California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell has suspended his gubernatorial campaign amid a rash of serious allegations leveled against him.
First, there were the allegations of sexual assault against Representative Eric Swalwell by several women, including one who worked for him. Then there were the calls for the Democrat to drop out of the California governor's race. Now the Manhattan DA's office says it's investigating after one of the alleged assaults reportedly took place in New York City while Swalwell was in town from California.
Correspondent Julie Walker, while apologizing for what he calls mistakes in judgment, Swalwell also insists the allegations are false. European leaders are welcoming Peter Major's election victory in Hungary and the defeat of longtime Prime Minister Viktor Orban. Golfer Rory McIlroy has become only the fourth back-to-back Masters champion. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red so far. Dow futures are down 244 points. The Nasdaq futures off 159. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you don't care about saving 50% off your wireless bill for the same 5G coverage the big guys are charging a fortune for, maybe you care about keeping jobs in America. PureTalk does. They've pledged to run their entire operation from this country, including all their customer service. Or maybe you care about our nation's veterans. PureTalk does. They've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to America's Warrior Partnership, a fantastic organization working hard to prevent veteran suicide. Or maybe you care about closing America's skills gap. PureTalk does. They're a proud supporter of MicroWorks. They're helping my foundation train the next generation of skilled workers. Don't get me wrong. Saving money's great, and you'll save plenty with PureTalk. But if you want to be in business with people who share your values, dial pound 250, say micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We have a delay on the Beltway already in the last 20 minutes. We had a wreck on the inner loop between the JFX and the ramp at I-83. At one point, most of the right side lanes were blocked. It's a little wide right there because the ramp from the JFX also comes on. So that's still underway. And then in the last 4 or 5 minutes, they indicated another wreck that may be in the backup. So if you're traveling east, Park Heights Avenue, Green Spring, you're going over towards Towson, be prepared. There is a delay in that area as you're traveling east of the JFX. Some traffic is getting by over at 83, but it's beginning to get more of a gridlock right now there. And within the last 45 minutes, we had a wreck on the BW Parkway southbound at Route 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. A summer-like warm-up gets underway today. Mostly cloudy, breezy with a stray shower and highs in the very warm low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy and pretty comfortable with lows falling back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
59 degrees in White Marsh and 58 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. There's still no sign of a man who went missing in Baltimore on April 4th after a night out in Fells Point. 27-year-old Branson Odor was seen on surveillance video near the Inner Harbor after leaving the bar on Thames Street. His electric bike had an Apple AirTag and it has been found. Police dive teams searched the water, but nothing was found. According to a local newspaper, some of Odor's loved ones are concerned that the native of Kenya may have been detained by immigration agents. The Department of Homeland Security has reportedly said its officers did not arrest Odor. A 15-year-old boy has been arrested for the alleged theft of a scooter from a 69-year-old man. Police say the teen carjacked the victim's scooter Friday in the 800 block of University Parkway. Investigators tracked the scooter to the 2200 block of Kirk Avenue, where they found and arrested the suspect. Police say while they were at the home, they also arrested a 14-year-old who was wanted on an outstanding warrant for removing his ankle monitor. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 735. The pick 4, 1771. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Steinold Sports coming up next.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. I often talk about the biblical worldview, God's moral code on how societies and cultures should operate. Most everyone is familiar with the Ten Commandments, and every society, be it Jewish, Christian, or otherwise, should understand the benefits of observing them. The book of Proverbs is a book of wisdom, giving insight into many areas that would prove beneficial to Jews, Muslims, Christians, and atheists alike. Where many similarities between peoples end, however, is where God makes it clear that he is against abortion, homosexuality, and anyone who would come against his chosen people, Israel. The area of greatest disparity, though, is in God's end-time theology, where he speaks of finally and ultimately bringing his judgment and wrath down upon evil. His worldview says that if you don't have a Messiah, a Redeemer, to save you from that, then God's wrath will send you to hell. The good news is that God has sent a Savior. His name is Jesus. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cup Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. And the Birds, Bats finally wake up yesterday at Camden Yard.
Runner from first is going in. Alonzo with a base hit up the left field line. Henderson is going to score. Here comes Taylor Ward. He can cruise in, and Pete delivers.
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson. Alonzo's two-run double in the fifth, the key hit of the game, giving Cade Povich and the Birds some breathing room on their way to a 6-2 win over the Giants yesterday at Camden Yards. The O's fifth win in their last six games gets them over 500 for the first time since Game 3 of the season and pulls Baltimore into a first-place tie with the Rays and the Yanks. After the game, manager Albert asked on his slugging first baseman.
But yeah, for Pete, like everyone in that clubhouse knows how hard he works, and he hasn't wavered from being the teammate that he is. So when guys come through like that, and you know they're going through it, and the expectations, it was awesome for him to come through.
Alonzo yesterday, 2-for-4 with two runs driven in. He had been just 2 for his last 32 coming into the game. Meanwhile, history yesterday made at Augusta. There have been only 3 golfers who have repeated back-to-back. Now you can make it 4.
Rory is a rare repeat winner at Augusta.
Jim Nance with the call on CBS. Rory McIlroy, a final round 71 after a near disastrous 73 on Saturday, holds off the world's number one Scottie Scheffler to win the 2026 Masters. Coming up in 30 minutes, Ovi says he hasn't made a decision. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680,
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your
top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up on this Monday, April the 13th, 2026. Another juvenile robbery is renewing calls for tougher laws for the juvie thugs running amok in our city and state. After President, Vice President Vance
and met with Iran. No deal. And then the president has ordered a blockade, which is basically going to be the economic death penalty for Iran. Another bold, genius move by President Trump. We'll tell you all about it in just a second. But our top story here today is much like the cowardly Democrats do at the federal level. They've done it again here at the state level, pressuring late at night over the weekend, about 11:30 at night on Saturday, voting Maryland basically as a sanctuary state. And this is about the Community Trust Act, which is one step closer to becoming law now, passed both the House and the Senate. And now, of course, any changes would have to be reconciled today, which will happen. And then it'll be sent to the governor for him to sign in. And what this bill does is it would basically eliminate any local law enforcement from communicating directly with federal agents of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And some of the debate over the weekend included, this is an exchange with the bill's sponsor, Delegate David Moon of Montgomery County, and Delegate April Rose of Carroll County.
So if an individual is arrested for rape and they are not yet convicted,
it's highly unlikely that an undocumented resident is going to be arrested for rape and released.
Really? It happens every day. It happens every freaking day in America. Multiple rap sheets, multiple priors, multiple charges. And it obviously MS-13, gangbanger that brutally raped Kayla Hamilton and strangled her with a phone cord. The illegal alien that brutally murdered and violated Rachel Morin. I don't know what world this guy is living in, but it's not our world. Delegate Laura Arrington warning the governor should not sign this bill.
And I'm just going to say a warning. The public will likely hold him responsible if he signs this bill and one of our Marylanders is murdered.
God forbid.
The public is going to, they may not hold each and every one of you responsible. They may not hold the leadership responsible, but they will hold Governor Moore responsible. So I would caution him on signing this bill. Because the first woman who is slaughtered in our state because of the policies in this bill will be in his watch. The blood will be on his hands, and the people of Maryland and the entire country will hold him responsible. I urge him to veto this bill.
Yeah, and remember what he said when he passed in the very early, the first bill they passed, ironically might be the first and last bill, but the first bill they passed basically said no formal agreements with the 287G with local law enforcement agencies. But he said, wink, wink, that doesn't mean you can't call or you can't find another way around it. Or we're gonna public safety is my priority number one, he said. That's what he told us. Well, if he signs this bill, because it's going to pass the House, if he signs this bill, he will directly go on back on his word to local law enforcement and to Marylanders about keeping us safe. And so there's more on this coming up in just a second. We'll get reaction from Carroll County Sheriff Jim DeWeese and more. 6:13 traffic weather on the freeze. Now the update. We've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Good morning, sir.
Morning. It's been a crappy morning already on the inner loop of the Beltway between the JFX and 83. This wreck happened right before 6 o'clock. And at one point, they were trying to get the vehicles off to the side. Then I think there may have been another wreck in the backup. But either way, if you're coming down the hill from Greenspring Avenue on the inner loop, you're heading over towards Towson. The backup, not really back to Greenspring yet, but right when you get to the top of the hill before the JFX, you have problems there. And again, the report earlier was the right side of the roadway was affected. I do see some traffic getting by at the ramp at 83, and I see the ramp to northbound 83 is open, so you can get into that area, but you'll still have a delay early on the inner loop now from Pikesville and headed over towards Towson. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25, weather authority forecast is mostly cloudy, breezy, and a chance of stray showers today. Highs are going to be in the low 80s. Overnight, low 60, tomorrow sunny, upper 80s. By the end of the week, we're going to hit 90.
Saw that.
It's Maryland.
Yeah.
Anything and everything can and will happen.
And when's the blizzard coming?
Right. I think we're done. I better not say that. I would jinx it. Right now, 59 in Annapolis. It is 60 in Ellicott City already. Time for some one-liner news. The crew of Artemis II safely back on the planet Earth.
Splashdown sending post-landing command now.
Splashdown confirmed.
Copy splashdown. Waiting on VLDR.
From the pages of Jules Verne to a modern-day mission to the moon, a new chapter of the exploration of our celestial neighbor is complete. Integrity's astronauts... back on Earth.
It's like it was the biggest splashdown since Chuck dove into his hot tub.
I knew that was coming.
And fluttered my neighbor's porch.
And the mission was a total success, except for the toilet. That was, that was the only thing. But everything else went really, really well. And nice to have him back on Earth. Great pictures. And Artemis.
See the chills. It's just amazing.
See, Artemis 3 is next year. And then Artemis 4, and that'll be...
I think we ought to send one of us up there. Or
yeah.
Chuck.
Yeah.
I'll go.
Yeah. He needs a boost. Talks between the United States and Iran have broken down without a peace deal. And President Trump ordered a naval blockade, and now oil tankers are headed for the Gulf of America. I guess you could say
amazing.
Trump, he jobbed them. Is what
just
happened there.
Master chess player.
Exactly. He is. Genius, bold stroke of a move. Federal appeals courts allow construction to resume on the White House ballroom. The first event scheduled will be the Trump inauguration in 29.
God, that'd be nice.
Don't put it past them.
You're right about that. Two teams, the worst records in Major League Baseball are the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox.
What is it about Sox?
I don't know.
There's something tied
maybe
there.
Maybe change their name to the Pale Hose and the Penny Hose. The cost of owning a dog or a cat over the lifespan of the pet adds up to $50,000.
I believe it.
And that's just in chewed slippers. Can you imagine? And the other stuff that goes on there.
It.
All right, so let's see. The Masters now. How about, I thought Rory, is he was 12 strokes ahead. I thought it was over. And then it got interesting, Chuck.
Well, it happened, you know, I said when it first started, he was the only one on that leaderboard that has been there and
right.
done it. You know, a lot of pressure on these young guys. You know, you're trying to beat the reigning champion of the Masters from last year, the guy that's won the Grand Slam, and there's a lot of pressure there.
Yeah. Well, Cam Young folded.
Yeah. Now, the only guy came up was Scheffler. And he came up. If he'd had a little better first nine.
Yeah.
I think he'd have been right there.
Yeah, exactly.
He's only one shot back anyway.
Right. So back-to-back, wow, that's pretty tough to do.
That's almost impossible.
Yeah.
You know, especially for that match.
And now he gets another. Do you get another ugly sport coat, green sport coat?
Yeah,
or do you just wear the same one?
You know, yeah, I think he wears the same one. The tradition is the past champion puts the jacket on you.
Right.
He was the past champion.
So he put it on himself.
It was washed first, right?
Yeah, the chairman of Augusta put it on him.
Well, but it's the same jacket, or does he get another jacket?
No, it's the same.
Oh, it's the same jacket. So they save money that way.
Can I ask a quick question?
They keep their jackets there. They can't take those jackets home.
Okay.
Why are golf attire so hideous? I mean, there's some really... I mean, I can't stop thinking about Rodney pants in the caddy shack.
Go look up a picture of John Daly sometime and tell you what you think of that.
Yeah, John Daly is probably the worst. The worst of the worst.
He made a company called Loudmouth Pants.
Right.
And you'll see why.
That'll be my first learning. I've learned about football thanks to all of you, but
that's right.
I need to learn golf
now.
Remember,
it's a tight end, and then there's a loose end.
Oh dear.
And then there's the center.
I don't want to be in the center.
Yes, you do.
Do I?
That's the best position for you, I think.
I don't know.
Loudmouth pants, folks. You heard it here.
Yeah, loudmouth pants. John Daly. Go look it up.
Sounds good. All right, Chuck, sir. Off and running here this morning.
See you
in a couple. Appreciate that. 619. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We're talking about, this is called the Community Trust Act, but it has been relabeled the Maryland Sanctuary State Act, because that's what it does. It creates a sanctuary for criminal, illegal aliens here in the state of Maryland. Sheriff, Carroll County Sheriff Jim DeWeese has a message for those in the counties that don't have sheriffs that are going to stand up to this kind of legislation.
Move to a conservative county where you can be protected, or get the hell out of Maryland, because all they're doing is taxing you and making you less safe.
Yeah. And so, but there aren't that many conservative counties you can move to. Western Maryland, maybe Eastern Shore, a few. But anything around Baltimore or Washington, you can forget it. Carroll County might be it. The rest of them are pretty, maybe you can make an argument for Queen Anne's County, but I think that's starting to tell, but that's all, they're all starting to get infiltrated by the left as well. So we'll hear from more from Sheriff DeWeese. We'll hear from Rachel Morin's mom, Patty Morin, and much more. Maybe your calls and comments as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick, and you're listening to KCN Company.
Now here's Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione with the Maryland Minute.
The 2027 budget is a disaster for the future of Maryland. It hikes spending by over $4 billion and does almost nothing to solve the multi-billion dollar deficits looming next year and beyond. Governor Moore and the Democrats didn't find solutions. They found gimmicks. By shifting money between funds and pushing costs onto our counties, they simply kick the can down the road and force local taxpayers to pick up the tab for their fiscal irresponsibility. The Appropriations and Senate Finance Chairs have long used these maneuvers to manipulate the budget and mislead the public. There was nothing brave or decent about this process or vote. They even held public safety funding hostage for the benefit of illegal alien criminals. In fact, the Democrats were so ashamed, they rushed the final vote, limiting debate and transparency. Anyone who voted for this budget has done a grave disservice to Maryland. Taxpayers deserve honesty and fiscal sanity, not games and lies. This budget is a $71 billion embarrassment.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Six twenty-two, 22 minutes after the hour. I'm here on Casey and Company. Sheriff Jim DeWeese, Carroll County, basically calling out the Democrats that dominate the supermajority of the Maryland General Insane Asylum for their late-night cowardly actions in passing this bill.
What Annapolis did with going into the night regarding this legislation is not surprising, because this is what they do when there's something that's controversial that they are worried that might have a lot of opposition. They pretend like they're putting it in a desk and it's not going to come back out. It's a dead bill, but they resurrect it at the 11th hour so that people like me can't oppose it.
Yeah, and he went on to say that this is going to have a trickle effect on every local law enforcement agency and on law-abiding citizens in the state of Maryland.
They have to get worse. They just will. Let's put it in context. These folks are here illegally, so we don't really know who they are. We should be exporting criminals out of this country. And what this Trust Act does is it really all it does is protect criminals.
It does. It protects criminals, and they have to release them back out on the streets, and they don't call ICE to detain them. ICE could detain them and deport them, or take them off the streets, and that way they don't get released back into the communities. And so many criminal illegal aliens do get released, and they go on to commit other crimes as well. 6:23, traffic weather on the threes now with the update on this Monday morning rush hour. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
That wreck on the inner loop between the JFX and 83 is still the problem. Some traffic is moving, not total gridlock, but we're going to be slow. So if you're coming down the hill from Green Spring, you cross the JFX, you're heading over towards 83, it's slow right there. I don't see a backup right now on the JFX northbound. It looks like they're making that merge into the backup on the Beltway, but just a heads up, right at the end of that ramp, you'll be a little bit slower than you normally would. In the last 45 minutes, we had the wreck, and they were trying to clear that on the VW Parkway southbound near the ramp at Route 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy, chance of a stray shower. Low 80s for the high today. And right now we're getting there. It's 59 and cloudy in Reisterstown, and it is 55 windy in Ocean City. And let's go to the phones. We've got Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, Sean and company. This is the, thank goodness the Maryland General Asylum is finishing up the session by midnight tonight with the worst legislative year that I can remember since living here and moving from Washington, D.C., my native hometown, 30 years ago. But let me just tell you this. If there's an incentive for Governor Moore to veto this bill once it gets to his desk. Remember the murder of Rachel Moore on the Mom and Pop Trail several years ago? And it got a lot of publicity across the country. People were talking about it. So if I were him, to avoid any further publicity of a negative sort, I would hope that he would consider vetoing the measure. The only question is, will the veto sustain a possible attempt to override the veto in both houses of the state legislature somewhere down the line? What do you think about that?
Well, I think certainly have the numbers, and it would be, I think, a politically wise move for the governor to veto the bill. That way he can say he didn't agree. He felt that the ending of the formal agreements with 287G went far enough, and then he could say, but this was a step too far. Yeah, he could veto it, but you're right. They have the numbers, and the Democrats are crazy. They're absolutely crazy, and they'll override the veto, and then the only action, remedial action we'll have will be through the courts, and I think that is being pursued as well. Mark, again, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Patty Morin, as you well know, her daughter Rachel, a mother of five, brutally assaulted and murdered on the Mom Paw Trail in the Bel Air. She reacted to the news that the Community Trust Act, a.k.a. the Maryland State Sanctuary Bill, was on the verge of passing.
Last time I looked, statistics said 1.3 million immigrants in Maryland. And you know that some of those are here illegally.
Yeah. We know. How many? We don't. Well, it's been estimated about 250,000. Estimated. Out of 1.3 million immigrants here to this country, two and about a quarter of a million of them are here illegally. And again, her daughter, Kayla Hamilton, that's Tammy Noble's daughter. We've interviewed Tammy here on the show before. And Dakar Thompson, a young black girl from Prince George's County, and others have been brutally murdered by MS-13, by criminal gangbangers here in the state of Maryland. And basically, they have a get-out-of-jail-free card because local law enforcement. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how many actual sheriffs like Mike Lewis or Jim DeWeese or Chuck Jenkins and others may decide to try to defy this. And, you know, what, you can't pick up the phone and call ICE? Isn't that a freedom of speech thing? I don't know. I would think it would be. Anyway, Moran went on to say many people have died in this state, and many more will die as a result of this bill.
There's so many people that have died because of these open border policies and these sanctuary city policies where they take and they protect the criminal.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing. Because, look, they protect the juvenile thug. They protect the criminal illegal alien. They protect the thug that's got a rap sheet. We had a machete attack in New York City. Guy had a rap sheet. Guy was crazy. Should have been locked away for a long time. We have an ICE detainer having filed against a illegal alien who then went and murdered a 15-year-old boy. Should never been out on the streets. He was out on the streets. We have that other Haitian illegal with the brutal hammer attack down on the west coast of Florida. It happens every day. It just hasn't happened to Delegate David Moonbatten. I'm not wishing that it does, but that's the only time these people wake up. And here, Sheriff DeWeese has a message for the governor and for the Democrat Party.
And the governor put out a letter after 287G, after he signed the formal agreements with 287G, basically saying, look, you can't have a formal agreement, but you can do things with ICE so that you can protect your community. If he signs this legislation or he allows it to become law, he's completely going against what he said to us and what he wrote on paper. There's no doubt in my mind, if you're listening to me right now and you're seeing this broadcast, the supermajority in Annapolis will sacrifice you and your family at all costs for one criminal illegal alien.
And that's exactly what has happened and what will continue to happen here in the state of Maryland as a result of this bill. The only way we can stop it is through the courts. So let's get a move on there. Town Appliance, they're wonderful. They have over 70 different brands to go on right now. They have their big Black Friday spring event sale going on right now with great appliances like Bosch and others that you can go see. Over 70 different brands. Bosch is just one of the 70. So check them out today right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. Go in and see Mayor or Mayor, both guys named Mayor, run the place and tell them I told you to stop by, whether it's a single appliance or whether you're looking for an entire kitchen upgrade. It's Town Appliance for all your appliance needs. 6:30, time for your latest news headlines. Once again, the update with Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. Baltimore will be holding a citywide community budget forum this week. The meeting will take place Wednesday at the Middle Branch Fitness and Wellness Center on Reed Bird Avenue from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. Brandon Scott will be talking about the budget and taking questions from residents. The mayor released his preliminary fiscal 2027 budget of nearly $5 billion earlier this month. Coming up next week, the mayor will host a cabinet and community walking budget discussion at Druid Hill Park. The April 20th walk will begin at 4 p.m. Annapolis Mayor Jared Lippmann announced two key appointments to the city's executive leadership team. He's nominated Yolanda Lewis for Annapolis City Manager. Lewis has more than 20 years of experience in managing large-scale government operations. Anthony Coopersmith, a highly regarded legal expert in land use and municipal law, has been nominated for Annapolis City Attorney. The mayor will present the two appointments to the city council for confirmation at today's meeting. If confirmed, Lewis will start on May 21st, and Coopersmith will begin on May 7th. The Maryland Park Service has launched a new reservations management system. Officials say the upgraded system gives visitors a faster and better way to reserve campsites, cabins, mini cabins, pavilions, and other amenities at 37 Maryland state parks. The upgraded platform delivers improved performance on desktop and mobile devices, a streamlined checkout process, and new communication tools, including optional text message notifications. Park amenities and reservations pricing remain unchanged, and the transaction fee structure is the same as the previous system. And parts of Maryland are under an elevated fire risk. According to the National Weather Service, dry conditions and wind gusts that could reach 20 to 25 miles per hour will lead to an increased risk for the rapid spread of wildfires. It's 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The wreck on the inner loop towards the JFX and over towards I-83 is cleared already. The backup is gone. Very good news there. Coming down the hill from Greenspring and then over towards I-83. There is a new wreck on the BW Parkway northbound after 197. Very quick delay there going back to Powderville Road. And, of course, anything on the parkway there takes away one lane. We only have one lane then open on the northbound side. Right now we're looking at the morning buildups on 895, starting to see brake lights around the O'Donnell Street ramp, 95, Fort McHenry Tunnel running with the lanes open, and the west side outer loop buildup now begins from Liberty Road down towards Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. A summer-like warm-up gets underway today. Mostly cloudy, breezy with a stray shower and highs in the very warm low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy and pretty comfortable with lows falling back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The baby bird bashes one out.
Masaya slugs it to the gap in left center field. It's carrying well and gone! That one was flying the opposite way off the bat of Samuel Masaya.
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson, mired in a 3-for-27 slump coming in. Masaya delivered in inning number one yesterday, and it was a portent of things to come. As the Birds take the series from the Giants, 6-2 was the final. Masaya, Pete Alonso, and Kobe Mayo all batting in the 100s coming into yesterday, knocking in five of the Birds' six runs. After the game, here is Alonso on Masaya.
Power potential is obviously through the roof. Obviously, what he could be, his ceiling is just beyond sky high.
And then there's the slim man, Cade Povich, stating his case to remain with the team once Dean Kramer comes back.
Continue to stay the same course. Execution was really good early on, and continuing to try and mix stuff and execute pitch called.
6 2/3 of five-hit ball for Cade Povich yesterday. No walks and five strikeouts. Only one run allowed. And on that note, the pitcher tonight for the Birds against the Diamondbacks is undecided, and it could be Dean Kramer. Injury news for the Orioles, not so good. Tyler O'Neill put on the 7-day injured list with a concussion sustained when he fainted from dehydration and hit his head on the off day on Thursday. Adley Rutschman was placed on the 10-day IL with left ankle inflammation, and Ryan Mountcastle, a broken foot suffered on Friday night. No immediate timetable for his return. Elsewhere in baseball, there's a three-way logjam at the top of the American League East.
Now they could really use it.
And a ground ball down to first. Aranda steps on the bag of the Rays. Sweep the New York Yankees.
Dwayne Stass with the call on Rays TV. Tampa Bay sweeps the Yanks in St. Pete, 5-4 the final, sending the Yanks to their fifth loss in a row and pulling into a three-way tie for first in the American League East with Baltimore and New York. Another beautiful day yesterday at Augusta, especially for Rory McIlroy, overcoming a near meltdown on Saturday, shooting a 1-under-71 to win the 2026 Masters by one stroke over Scottie Scheffler, joining Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo, and Tiger Woods as the only golfers to win it back-to-back.
I thought it was so difficult to win last year because of trying to win the Masters and the Grand Slam, and then this year I realized it's just really difficult to win the Masters.
Meanwhile, on the ice yesterday in D.C., potentially Ovi's last game at Capital One Arena, and the crowd was hopping.
McMichael with some get-up-and-go. Ryan Leonard to the outside, 2-on-1. McMichael here, backhand. Makes it 2-0.
Joe B had the call on a great rush by Connor McMichael. 3-0 Caps, the final with Logan Thompson between the pipes. Caps still hanging in there. Need to win their final game and have the Flyers lose twice for their season to continue. The time now is 6:37. When we return, what does the first 3 weeks say about the Orioles?
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be hosting a live, unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin. Just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com, and I will see you there.
First of all, could the weather have been any better this weekend?
Oh, it was gorgeous. What a beautiful weekend. Yeah, just
70s,
perfect.
Azure skies.
Yeah, perfect. You could see, we're going to get warm this week, so yeah. We'll see what happens. And the Birds took 2 out of 3.
Took 2 out of 3, yeah. And that's what I wanted to talk about a little bit here. For all the angst, the injuries, and then there's, all the guys batting 100, Masaya, Alonso, Mayo, etc. They're 8-7. It's only 3 weeks into the season, right. I get that. But think about all the negative things that have happened. Bassett hasn't won a game. Boz hasn't won a game. Those guys are hitting 100. The bullpen was shaky. The defense was shaky.
Mountcastle's now hurt.
Mountcastle's hurt. And so now all of a sudden...
Eflin.
Right. Eflin's out for the year.
Yeah.
Right. So now all of a sudden... And there's always a pitcher that surprises. 2 years ago it was Suarez.
Right.
Last year it was Rogers. This year it could be Povich.
Yeah.
Or it could be Nunez in the bullpen. So I think there's a lot to be... excited about in terms of the Orioles. With all the problems that they've had, they've still been able to figure out a way to win games.
Yeah.
And I think Albernaz is doing a good job of keeping them level and keeping their confidence high. He's a player's manager. And I think this is going to be a dogfight the rest of the way.
Well, you might be right. I just think, look, they've showed some resilience. I think that's the most important thing any club, especially when you've gone through these injuries and you're not hitting and you're trying to find a way to steal a couple of games here or there. And they've shown they have the ability to do that. So I think, just keep our fingers crossed. Now, it has happened against the White Sox.
Well,
the Giants are a little better.
Giants are a good team.
Yeah, they're a good team.
So look, but here's the thing. Okay, the White Sox, I get it, but still, you get swept by Pittsburgh. And the response to that is you win 5 of 6.
Right.
That's pretty good.
That's a great bounce back, no matter what, because you still got to go out there and win baseball games. All right, we'll see. Keep our fingers crossed. All right, thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Look, I had no expectations at all that the murderous mad mullahs of Iran were going to voluntarily give up their nuclear-enriched uranium, whatever. They just weren't going to do it. Nuclear dust, I think what President Trump calls it. So the only way they do it is complete conquest or total victory. You vanquish the opponent. And I think President Trump paused it. And I think that was intentional. I think the reason why he decided to go to the negotiation table, a number of reasons. And as I said, he's always taken 2-3 moves ahead of somebody else. We'll get to those in just a second. But he did send Vice President Vance, along with Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, over to into Islamabad, Pakistan, to negotiate directly with the latest version of leadership in Iran. And after 21 hours, the Vice President emerged saying no deal.
Well, good morning, everybody. And let me say a couple of notes of appreciation. First of all, to the Prime Minister of Pakistan and to Field Marshal Munir, who were both incredible hosts. And whatever shortcomings of the negotiation, it wasn't because of the Pakistanis, who did an amazing job and really tried to help us and the Iranians bridge the gap and get to a deal. We have been at it now for 21 hours, and we've had a number of substantive discussions with the Iranians. That's the good news. The bad news is that we have not reached an agreement, and I think that's bad news for Iran much more than it's bad news for the United States of America. So we go back to the United States having not come to an agreement. We've made very clear what our red lines are, what things we're willing to accommodate them on, and what things we're not willing to accommodate them on. And we've made that as clear as we possibly could, and they have chosen not to accept our terms. Questions?
Sir, Nick Robertson from CNN. Precisely what have they rejected here? Can you help us understand it a little bit?
Well, I won't go into all the details because I don't want to negotiate in public after we've negotiated for 21 hours in private. But the simple fact is that we need to see an affirmative commitment that they will not seek a nuclear weapon, and they will not seek the tools that would enable them to quickly achieve a nuclear weapon. That is the core goal of the President of the United States, and that's what we've tried to achieve through these negotiations. Again, their nuclear program, such as it is, the enrichment facilities that they had before, they've been destroyed. But the simple question is, do we see a fundamental commitment of will for the Iranians not to develop a nuclear weapon, not just now, not just 2 years from now, but for the long term? We haven't seen that yet. We hope that we will. Jen?
Was there a framework on anything? And also, did the Iranian frozen assets come up? And did you reach any conclusions on those frozen assets?
We talked about all those issues, Jen, and we talked about a number of issues beyond that. And so certainly those things came up. But again, we just could not get to a situation where the Iranians were willing to accept our terms. I think that we were quite flexible. We were quite accommodating. The president told us, you need to come here in good faith and make your best effort to get a deal. We did that. And unfortunately, we weren't able to make any headway. Preston.
All right, so, flexibility, but there was no flexibility on a couple of those red line issues. President Trump, in an interview with Maria Bartiromo, talked about those red lines yesterday. I have the list, the red line list, and I'll share that with you coming up in just a second. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes with the update now, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Yep, and the new problem is the BW Parkway northbound. It's basically sitting still right here, coming up to the ramp at 197. The wreck was a little bit further north of that area. So right now, see a bunch of traffic getting off at 197 and taking that ramp. Not a lot of ways to go around it, Route 1 or 95, but right now, if you're coming up from the Capitol Beltway from Powder Mill Road, that's the reason I'm looking at a tractor trailer. He's been sitting in the exact same spot since I've been talking for the last 30 seconds or so. Gives you the indication of what's happening there. And they had a couple of wreckers trying to remove vehicles from the roadway. It's always a problem on the parkway. The fact that when it was built,
was two lanes each way. It's still two lanes each way through that area. West Side Outer Loop now, 795 to Frederick Road. Nothing out of the ordinary there. About a 10 to 15 minute delay already at the Old Harbor Tunnel backed up to the Erdman Avenue ramp. And now 95 is beginning to slow at O'Donnell Street. 5-6 minute delay there on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy, chance of a stray shower today. Highs will be in the low 80s right now, 59 in Parkville, 58 in downtown Baltimore. We head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
This is a very interesting situation. Man doesn't get in a situation like this every day.
Duncan's 2026 spring menu featuring bananas. Lots of bananas. Banana pudding cloud latte. Banana daydream refresher. The Bananarama matcha or hot iced tea. Banana berry protein daydream refresher. There's the banana shaken espresso. A lot of bananas here.
Right.
Monkey Business Cloud Latte. That's something that, wasn't there a boat like that? What was it? Oh, that was the Gary Rice boat.
Oh, the Gary Rice.
Donna Rice, I'm sorry.
Donna Rice.
Donna Rice, and it was, what was his name? The ball
Gary Rice.
Yeah, it was.
Gary something or other.
Hart? No.
Yes, yeah, it was Gary Hart. Yeah.
Gary Hart.
That hurt going
Donna
back
Rice,
that far.
Not Jerry Rice.
Yeah, Monkey Business was the.
Uncle Ben's Rice.
That's right. Also, we've got Domino's launching the new Slice Sauce. As a dipping sauce for their chain's pizza slices. Creamy and zesty with a hint of Parmesan, they say. It's a mayo-based sauce with buttermilk and then asiago, Parmesan, tomato paste, and seasonings. A cup of slice sauce costs you $1.09 at your local Domino's. So, didn't Papa John's used to have the garlic sauce that you would dip your pizza?
Yeah, they still do.
They still have that. I guess this is trying to compete with Papa John's sauce. This is a little bit different. The slice sauce.
Well, so. Stinky cheese.
Whatever happened to Papa John?
Yeah.
He sold out.
Yeah, apparently they got sued or something.
Well, he got in trouble for something.
Right.
John Schnatter? I forget how to say something like that.
Schnatter, yeah.
Something
he got
like
in
that.
Trouble. He did something naughty or something.
Not as naughty as Gary Hart did, but.
No, not as naughty.
Exactly. Not as naughty as Eric Swalwell did, that's for sure.
What?
We'll be getting to him a little bit later on this morning.
That's.
All right, that's it. Not much food news today. It was a long weekend. People weren't doing much food-wise.
All right. There's no food in the vending machine.
Yeah. Well, that's
I'm
common.
I'm screwed.
That's a daily event. They fill it up once every quarter, I think. never mind.
Oh, man.
That's right. Let it go.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:47, 13 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. President Trump talked about the red lines that, the non-starters for negotiations with Iran.
We didn't get there on the important issue. They want to have nuclear weapons. They're not going to have nuclear weapons. I've been saying that for 30 years. I would never allow that to happen before I was in politics. And that country will not have nuclear weapons. Most countries shouldn't be allowed to have, but that country will not have nuclear weapons.
He was on with Maria Bartiromo yesterday, Sunday Morning Futures. He also talked about the criticism of his, it was going to be the end of civilization, remember, before they agreed to go to the peace table and the ongoing negotiations as well.
They're allowed to say, death to America, death to this, death to... And I make one statement, they say, oh, such a big deal. Let me tell you, that statement got them to the bargaining table, and they haven't left. They haven't left the bargaining table. I predict they come back and they give us everything we want. And I told my people, I want everything. I don't want 90%. I don't want 95%. I told them, I want everything.
Well, and what they
want... They have no cards. Maria.
Yep.
They have no cards.
They have no cards. They really don't. They have no cards left. And President Trump has ordered a U.S. Navy to block any and all ships trying to enter or leave the Strait of Hormuz, effective at 10 o'clock this morning Eastern.
Called all in and all out. There'll be a time when we'll have them all come in and all come out. But it won't be a percentage. It won't be a friend of yours, like a country that's your ally or a country that's your friend. It's all or nothing. And that'll be that won't be in too long a distance. No, we're just bringing the ships up. We got a lot of ships, so we're bringing them up. We think that numerous countries are going to be helping us with this also, but we're putting on a complete blockade. We're not going to let Iran make money on selling oil to people that they like and not people that they don't like or whatever it is. It's going to be all or none, and that's the way it is. And it'll be, you saw what we did with Venezuela. It'll be something very similar to that, but at a higher level.
Yeah, according to White House sources, the red line list means end all uranium enrichment, dismantle all major nuclear enrichment facilities, and retrieve or hand over the highly enriched uranium. Iran would not agree to any of that. Accept a broader peace, security, and de-escalation framework that includes regional allies, end funding for terrorist proxies, Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis, and fully open the Strait of Hormuz, charging no tolls for passage. So don't know if there was any agreement on that. Look, what this blockade will do, this is going to be the economic death penalty for Iran. Oil tankers are now steaming towards the Gulf of America to pick up oil. President Trump, in our MAG update, you'll hear, we have more oil in the United States than both the Russia and the Saudis combined. Okay, so that's going to make a huge oil sales for us. It's going to cripple Iran. $13 billion a month is what they rely on. And you look at this, and crude oil, petrochemicals, non-oil exports. The only thing he's going to let in, I think, is the humanitarian stuff, food and things of medicine for the people of Iran. But all the rest of it, it's a death penalty financially. For Iran. And something else is very important to remind. I was told by an oil engineer that when mature oil wells shut down, something happens called coning, water coning. Water seeps into that bottom of the well, and the oil gets mixed in with the water droplets and so on and so forth. And it's useless. You can't, that well has to be shut down. And it's permanently trapped in the rock pores. This oil can never be recovered, and a forced shut-in could destroy nearly 500,000 barrels a day of production in Iran, and that is gone for. And they know it. They know that that could be a worst-case scenario. So that is, again, a bold, genius move on the part of President Trump. Don't forget Best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Do you have a mortgage payment that no longer fits your fixed income? It could be a regular mortgage or a home equity line of credit. At one time, that monthly payment was more manageable. Now it leaves you with less money to work with each month. A lot of homeowners refinanced years ago because it made their finances easier to manage. A reverse mortgage works in a similar way. It's a refinance that removes that monthly payment. The reason you refinanced before was to give yourself a financial reset. A reverse mortgage can help you do that again. When someone calls me, the first thing I do is listen. I want to understand what's going on with your finances. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The only way to know is to talk it through. If your mortgage payment is starting to control what you can and can't do each month, let's have a conversation. When you call 410-788-7070, you'll speak directly with me, Mark McVeary. The number again is 410-788-7070.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. It's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update with Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, we're good through Annapolis right now, looking at three lanes westbound and two lanes eastbound. Normal ride there. And then over towards the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway up towards the top of the hill at I-97. The lanes are open. The BW Parkway at last look was still slow. We had the wreck in the last 30 minutes northbound after the bridge at 197. We're still getting brake lights as you're coming up from Powder Mill Road through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday, mostly cloudy, breezy, chance of a stray shower. Highs will be in the low 80s, overnight temperatures in the low 60s. Right now it's windy, 59 in Stevensville, 60 in Glen Burnie. As we talk about the Community Distrust Act, the state sanctuary bill that is heading to the governor's desk to be signed, perhaps. Another big problem, along with criminal illegal aliens and repeat violent offenders, are juvenile thugs who continue to run amok and run wild in and around Baltimore and the state. A robbery reported near a medical arts academy has renewed concerns about how Maryland is monitoring the juvenile thugs on the GPS ankle monitors. Police said a teen suspect was already being tracked for a prior case. 14-year-old told officers he was robbed when a suspect pointed a gun at him, took his watch, and fled on a scooter. Investigators later tracked the suspect through his GPS ankle monitor. He said the 15-year-old robbery suspect was later a passenger in a stolen car driven by another 15-year-old. That vehicle crashed. Police said the robbery suspect then tried to evade officers by tampering with his ankle monitor. Both teens were later caught. Police said the robbery suspect was already on GPS monitoring for shooting at a 13-year-old last year. Police said he had been arrested for squeegee-related assaults and drug possession. So he shot at somebody and was released on an ankle monitor. According to Miss Sharon, who lives in the neighborhood, she says this is insane.
Juvenile justice, it's a big joke. And they know they're just going to get a slap on the wrist. They're going to be out to their parents. Even if they have a monitor, they don't care.
They don't. It's like jewelry to them. It's like a badge of honor. And you know, you look at it, I wouldn't even say it's a slap on the wrist. It's nothing. It's just a momentary inconvenience. It's not even a slap on the wrist. And yet the Secretary of DJS, Betsy Fox Tolentino, she's out there crowing about 90% is the figure she uses on that don't reoffend when they're released on ankle monitors or to home detention.
The bottom line is we're going to have continued constant conversations to make sure that we're in continued improvement and build from that 90% of success where we are right now.
Yeah, but it's the 10% that is being released, that is reoffending, that is going out shooting at people, getting put on an ankle monitor, then they go out and robbing somebody else or stealing cars or what have you. Delegate Ryan Naraki said, you think something would have been done by now in this year's legislative session? Think again.
We've done nothing to, in my opinion, make the ankle monitor situation better. We've not passed legislation. There were several bills introduced to have stronger reporting requirements.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like as I said before, they have invisible fence for dogs. That does teach them how to stay within. I mean, I'm not a fan of invisible fence for animals, but it does keep them in the yard. So maybe we need to have some kind of physical reminder that they are about ready to cross the boundaries or what have you. I mean, and then that'll keep them home at some point, I think. I mean, and it's a momentary thing. There's no harm, no real lasting damage or harm, I'm told, for the animals, for the canines. And Ms. Sharon says, look, not, they're not being taught any lessons right now. We need tougher laws.
They're just getting a slap on the wrist. It need to be tougher laws for them.
Yeah. So there aren't, but that's the problem. We have no tough laws in the state of Maryland. Every year it gets worse and worse, and it's just gotten a lot worse with this Community Distrust Act, which the Democrats passed late on Saturday evening. They didn't want any opposition. They don't want anybody to be able to pay attention to what they're doing down in Annapolis. And I think that shows you, even with a supermajority, they are nothing but cowards. That's what they do in the dark of night. A good buddy, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is going to sell your home at market price. And he's going to do it quickly, and he's going to do it in a way that obviously you're going to be really happy with, because he's got this guarantee that once you sign the contract, once you've agreed on asking price and the time frame, and you sign the deal, your home is guaranteed to sell for that price in that time frame. Now, if it doesn't, Vinny buys it from you, pays you in cash, market price, And you will then be, like, who else is going to offer you that? They just don't. And that's why I'm saying with nearly 13,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home, this is what distinguishes Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty, from the other agents. It's who I'm going to be calling. And when it's time for me to downsize and sell my home, you should consider it as well. VinnySteele.com is a great place to start. Or you can call or text Vinny, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. Coming up next, the governor goes on the morning schmo to slam the president's Iran plan, or lack thereof, he says. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680,
WCBN, Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Following the failure to reach a deal at U.S.-Iran peace talks, the U.S. military set to enact a naval blockade of Iranian ports on the Strait of Hormuz. The blockade is due to take effect at 10 this morning Eastern. President Trump unleashing a long tirade against Pope Leo XIV.
In a lengthy social media post, the president lashed out at the American-born Pope after the Catholic Church leader criticized the U.S. war against Iran. Donald Trump said he didn't think Pope Leo was doing a very good job, that he caters to the radical left, and that the Pope is in no position to criticize a president who was, in Trump's words, doing exactly what he was elected to do. He later told reporters that the only reason Leo was chosen to be the Pope was because Donald Trump was the president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's endorsement wasn't enough to secure Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban another term. He lost his re-election bid to challenger Peter Major. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow says Orban maintained friendly relations with the Kremlin.
For years, Mr. Orban has been a pro-Russia, pro-Putin leader of an EU country who opposed further sanctions against Moscow and recently blocked a 90 billion euro EU loan to Ukraine. But Moscow may well consider that when it comes to Hungary, it still has some cards to play. The country is heavily dependent on Russian energy. That won't change anytime soon.
Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell's abrupt exit from the California's governor's race leaves his rivals scrambling to lock down his former supporters in a crowded contest with no clear leader. Swalwell insists the sexual assault allegations against him are false. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 237 points. NASDAQ futures off 155. Townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The backup on the BW Parkway northbound is still there. The wreck is above 197 coming up towards the area of the Patuxent River and up through there. Big delays coming up from Powder Mill Road. Police direction still underway at that scene. Now there's a new problem looking at Route 100 westbound coming towards Arundel Mills. There's a report of an accident between there and the ramp at the BW Parkway on Route 100 westbound, and delays are now beginning at the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. A summer-like warm-up gets underway today. Mostly cloudy, breezy with a stray shower and highs in the very warm low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy and pretty comfortable with lows falling back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
61 at Owings Mills, 59 at Pasadena. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Today is the final day of Maryland's 90-day General Assembly session in Annapolis. State lawmakers will be spending the day working to get bills passed before the midnight deadline. More than 2,600 bills have been introduced during the legislative session, with a number of measures passing both the House and Senate. Legislation that has passed includes the Community Trust Act, which limits cooperation between local law enforcement and ICE, and a gun measure that prohibits the manufacture, sale, and transfer of certain machine gun convertible pistols. And Baltimore police are investigating separate Sunday shootings that left four people injured. At around 3:15 Sunday morning, a 23-year-old woman was shot in the 1800 block of Falls Road, and she's in critical condition. Shortly after 3:30 a.m., two shooting victims with non-life-threatening injuries turned up at a hospital for treatment. Police have not determined where the shooting happened. And just before 9 p.m., police responded to a shooting in the 4900 block of Park Heights Avenue. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 735. The pick four, 1771. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Happy birthday, Kate Povich.
Two down, runner at first. And Chapman, does he offer? He does! A strikeout for Povich. He's completed six innings of one-run ball.
And Ben Wagner had the call on Masson on his 26th birthday. Kate Povich goes 6 2/3, leading the Birds to a 6-2 win over the Giants, taking 2 of 3 on the series and parking Baltimore in a three-way top atop the American, in a three-way tie, I should say, atop the American League East. After the game, here's manager Albernez on the 26-year-old.
He was efficient in the strike zone. Fastball had real life today. I mean, he was going 20 inches of vert on every four seam. He did a great job.
Rory McIlroy has made about $115 million on the PGA Tour since his debut in 2009. He's won 6 major championships, the Grand Slam, and yesterday became the 4th golfer in history to win the Masters back-to-back. After donning the green jacket, McIlroy was asked what the tournament teaches you about life.
Good things come to those who wait, maybe. Just keep going.
17 years McIlroy waited to win the Masters, and now he's won it twice in the last 2. Meanwhile, NASCAR back at it yesterday, this time in Bristol, Tennessee.
Gibbs with the launch off the corner. Takes it high into turn 3. Blaney hugs the yellow line on the
he's
bottom. Side by side.
Got it.
Ty Gibbs is a NASCAR Cup Series winner.
What a great, fantastic finish.
The grandson of Pro Football Hall of Fame coach and NASCAR team owner Joe Gibbs drives the number 54 Toyota Camry for his grandfather's team to victory at Bristol, securing his first career cup victory in his 131st start. Coming up in 30 minutes, the NFL draft now just 10 days away. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville,
This is The Right Choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
You like the way that sounds?
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour on this Monday morning, Maryland's Democrat Marxists, they're coming for your guns. We'll take a look at Derek Swalwell now being investigated for sexual assault. Now he's dropped out of the California governor's race. And that was done by the Democrats, by the way. They took their own out on that one. So interesting developments there. But our top story here today is our governor, once again. Somebody sent me an email earlier this morning that he's been on, I think, CNBC like 8 or 9 times and defaced the nation 8 or 9 times, but didn't send me anything on MS Now or MSNBC or CNN. I'm sure it's equivalent or comparable. This guy thinks he is a national figure. He thinks he's got foreign policy experience. He has zilch, zero. Oh, that's right. He was a terrorism expert, from according to his thesis, which we have never seen. More on that come up later on the show. But he went on the Morning Schmo, to criticize President Trump, while ongoing military combat operations are happening. He is not a member of Congress. He's not a member of the Senate. He's a governor, and a poor one at that, in the state of Maryland. And he went on to lecture President Trump, the commander-in-chief, about war.
You know, one side can start a war. Generally, one side can't end it. Because when this war ends, you know who's also going to have a say? Iran. When this war ends, you know who's also going to have a say? Israel. And Saudi Arabia. And Pakistan. And Lebanon. This is something that is not so simple as us just saying we can deploy military forces and think we can get to a conclusion.
First off, Iran is the one that started the war 47 years ago. President Trump is ending the war one way or the other. Now, he's tried to do it with peace negotiations over the weekend. In Iran, once again, the murder mullahs, they show their true nature. And President Trump can praise them as being less radical than the other ones, but the other ones are the ones that would, you know, death to America, death to Israel. So, and Iran's only say is going to be what we allow them to say. Otherwise, they'll just be hit harder next time around. And now the president's ordering the naval blockade, which is the economic death penalty for Iran. That's not going to be good for Iran. So I don't know what he thinks Iran is going to have a say in anything. Yeah, of course, Israel is going to have a say because Israel is, you know, is in the crosshairs of Iran and has been as well since Israel, the state of Israel was created. So but then he went on to criticize that, saying that the president really has no plan, no real strategy.
What's happening now is they're just trying to define victory based on what they have actually accomplished. But anything that it actually be a real strategic victory within the region when it comes to long-term stability, when it comes to making sure that you have, you know, that you have, you know, peaceful and free access ways for economic growth to happen. They're not talking about that as a victory nor as a target because they know they've done no planning to be able to achieve that.
Who died and left this guy the boss? I mean, that's what I'd like to know. Where is his foreign policy chops? He's got none. Because you allegedly went to Oxford and allegedly wrote some thesis on terrorism in the Latin world? I mean, he has no clue what he's talking about. None. Iran's military has been pretty much decimated. Their leadership is gone. Their ability to manufacture ballistic missiles and weapons has been severely impacted. So they can't, you know, they can maybe launch an occasional, surface-to-air missile, which they have shown. But for all intents and purposes, it's over. It is a total and complete military victory. And I would think him being a member of the 82nd Airborne, he would be able to recognize that. But then again, 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
He's relying on his extensive military experience.
Yeah. Of course, you know, now that he's got the Bronze Star, he's become even more of an expert.
Well, it's, just made him
contentious more than ever. I'm looking at the outer poop. I mean, the outer loop. That's going to be that way forever.
Yes, it is.
You know that. The outer poop at Perrin Parkway is clear today. The no evidence. The road is clear. It's white concrete, not brown anymore. So right now we're good to go through there. The inner loop of Green Spring is okay. Not bad. 795, a little bit less than 795 on the west side down through Route 40. That's a typical ride through there. JFX is okay. And for the most part right now, we're under 10 minutes. And that's always good at both the Harbor Tunnels, both on 95 and 895 BW Parkway. That's the problem. Northbound between 197 and coming up to the Anne Arundel County line. So that's a big deal there coming up from Powder Mill Road. The accident about 25 minutes ago cleared already from westbound Route 100 coming up to Arundel Mills and towards the ramps at the BW Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy, chance of a stray shower. Highs will be in the low 80s today, low 60s tonight, sunny, upper 80s tomorrow. By the end of the week, we may see the 90s. Oh, it's just a roller coaster ride here in the state of Maryland, isn't it? Right now, 57 in Middle River, 61 in Millersville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, President Trump had a busy weekend, as you might imagine. Lots going on, including the fact that, he sent Vice President Vance, along with Witkoff and Kushner, to negotiate in Islamabad, Pakistan, with the murder mullahs of Iran, and no deal. And the president went on to say the reason why there is no deal is because Iran refuses to give up its ambition for nuclear weapons.
Iran will not have a nuclear weapon. We'll not have. There is no way that they're going to get. They still want it. And they made that clear the other night. Iran will not have a nuclear weapon.
And there's no way that you would want Iran to ever have a nuclear weapon. So that's a big sticking point. And as expected, nobody, even the president, didn't think they were going to voluntarily give it up. They've been hit hard, but they're going to have to be hit harder. And now he's placed what I'm calling the economic death penalty on Iran with the naval blockade in the Strait of Hormuz. And that has a twofold effect. One, it's going to basically cause them slow financial death in Iran for the regime. And two, a lot of these other countries that need oil that aren't not going to be able to get it from the Strait of Hormuz will now come to the Gulf of America, the United States. Why? Because we got tons of oil.
Ultimately, that'll be corrected. But in the meantime, they're using us. We have more oil because of drill, baby, drill. We have more oil than Russia and Saudi Arabia put together.
And, of course, the big disappointment is ongoing with NATO. Already the UK Prime Minister Starmer said they will not assist in the naval blockade in the Strait of Hormuz. And I wouldn't count any other members of NATO to be of great assistance either.
We pay trillions of dollars for NATO, and they weren't there for us. Remember what I said. NATO was not there. Now they want to come up, but there's no real threat anymore. But NATO was not there for us.
Yeah, the president also, got called out by Pope Leo. It's amazing. Pope Leo, you never hear anything about Iran being a state sponsor of terror, calling on them to stop their obviously murderous terrorist activities. You never hear the Pope call them out, but he calls the president and the United States out for wanting to end the terrorist threat.
I don't think he's doing a very good job. He likes crime, I guess. He hit us. Think of it. He's worried about fear. What about the fear when the ministers and the priests and all of those great people that were arrested during COVID, and in many cases they're outside 10 feet apart and they were arrested. So we don't like it. We don't like a Pope that's going to say that it's okay to have a nuclear weapon. We don't want a Pope that says crime is okay in our cities. I don't like it. I'm not a big fan of Pope Leo. He's a very liberal person, and he's a man that doesn't believe in stopping crime. He's a man that doesn't think that we should be toying with a country that wants a nuclear weapon so they can blow up the world. So I'm not a fan of Pope Leo.
Yeah, and you know, you look at it, and it's amazing how the skill that President Trump has in marking out opposition forces, whether it be these wannabe MAGA podcasters or the Democrats. He just drives them nuts, and he basically has got the skill of saying something or through his actions of revealing to all the true nature of his enemies. It really is something else. President Trump has fired six more immigration judges for blocking deportations on Friday. He fired four immigration judges, continued a spree of firings on Saturday, fired two more. Of course, the president in December fired eight immigration judges in New York City, which they are calling the Monday afternoon massacre. And again, because they're immigration judges and because they work for the executive branch, the president, who is the chief executive, has the right to do that. He obviously can't fire Supreme Court judges or Circuit Court judges or other federal judges, but immigration judges, out you go. That's the way it is. 449 days in the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
It is coming up on 7:21. We'll hear more on Governor Moore, and he was asked about his plans for 2028. And we'll share that with you in just a second here on Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
When we watch a president who's now had the greatest assault on black female employment, when we've seen the president of the United States trying to ban books, change our history, minimize our history.
That's right.
I'm 7:23, traffic weather on the threes. Apparently ran out of time, which happens frequently. All right, Chuck Witter is here with all the latest on Monday Morning Rush Hour. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. Both the tunnels now backed up a little bit again, 895 back towards Urban Avenue. So we've gone up to about 10 minutes or so, 895 south. 95 is right around O'Donnell Street and Eastern Avenue. So again, 7 to 10 minutes there. Nothing really too major right now through the area. The interchange at 95 Russell Street and 395, all the lanes are open. 695, yeah, pretty much the normal delays. Had a report there may be a minor wreck
on the inner loop at Providence Road. I just looked in that area. I don't see anything yet. Doesn't mean it's not there. But at Delaney Valley Road and over towards Lock Raven, nothing yet on the beltways. So keep an eye on that. BW Parkway is still slowing. The wreck was northbound after 197. That delay is still there. Not as bad, but still slow northbound. And I think Baltimore County just went out to a wreck. I'll double check at Bel Air Road at Sunshine Avenue up in the northeastern part of the county. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today. It's going to be cloudy, breezy with a chance of stray showers, high in the low 80s. Overnight in the low 60s. And tomorrow, upper 80s, sunshine. By the end of the week, we may see 90 degrees. So it's going to be a warm week, to say the least, an unusually warm week. Right now, 58 in Dundalk. It is 59 in Forest Hill. One more clip for you, and then we'll get some calls here in just a second. This is Governor Taxon Spendmore sitting down with the allegedly Reverend Al Sharpton to discuss what may happen in 2028.
68, we lost Martin Luther King. 88, Reverend Jackson ran and did well. 2008, Barack Obama became the first elected black president. So what are we going to do in 28?
I got 278 days left in my first term as governor. And by the way, I'm going back to the people of Maryland in November because I'm going to run this thing back. And I need people to take this moment seriously and understand the type of assault that we are under right now. And show me something now. Show me you are a winter soldier and not a summer soldier. Show me. And then we can have a conversation with everyone else about what it is that you're planning on doing in the future.
Yeah, crazy eights. That was at the National Action Network, which Sharpton runs. But a lot of time spent on national television and running for, or thinking he's running for president. Former delegate Pat McDonough's on the line with us. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Yeah, that was the Grifters Convention.
The Just Us Brothers.
Yeah. What stimulated me this morning was your discussion about Westmore and his total lack of knowledge in foreign policy, and he wants to be president. Apparently, he doesn't read the Bible of all liberals of the New York Times, and unfortunately, I read it occasionally. And you were saying that you played a clip where he said when the president is ready to declare victory, he's going to have to consult with Saudi Arabia and Israel and the Gulf states and all that. Well, of course he is, because the New York Times wrote that the whole purpose of this war, the real purpose of this war, in addition to, of course, taking out the nuclear threat to America and Israel, the real purpose of this war is to create a new Middle East.
Right.
A new Middle East based on the Abraham Accords. And the fact of the matter is that that would be a Middle East based not on terrorism, but based on economic alliances, on people living in freedom, in Israel living with the Arab countries. And that's already underway. And the Times said that the president has said that they've got to get rid of Iran first, or they'll never be able to achieve that dream.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right, Pat.
The president's going to consult.
Yeah, the first move was to take ISIS out in his first term, and then he dealt with Hamas and Gaza, and now it's the Hezbollahs and the Houthis and Iran. They're the last stumbling block to a thriving, peaceful Middle East. I don't know if we'll ever see 100% peace, but it's a lot better than it was a couple years ago.
Besides the groups you mentioned, which you were 100% correct about, the Gulf states, you know, you have Dubai, one of the great cities in the world. You have Doha. You have all kinds of things happening in the Middle East, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, where there's peace and there's prosperity. and reform and change. And it's just the nutcases, which you mentioned, all of them, that they've got to get rid of. And it's amazing to me that people like Westmore, of course, they probably know that, but they lie so much, they won't admit it, they won't say it. They'll just lie about the president. Oh, he doesn't know this. He didn't know about the Strait of Hormuz. You know, Melania was introduced to him by Epstein. Right. You know, crazy, nutty stuff. Yeah. I had a lady call me Saturday night. She said that President Trump had decapitated Mrs. Guthrie.
What?
I'm telling you. I said to her, I said, it sounds to me like somebody decapitated you. I said, you know, maybe you should ask the question, who decapitated Joe Biden for 4 years?
Right. Well, this is the Trump derangement.
How crazy these people
yeah,
are.
Yeah, you're right. They're right. Look at Carville. Carville's completely gone off on a bender now. He's
off the reservation.
Somebody decapitated
him.
Pat got to run for news, but listen, always a pleasure. Thanks for weighing in. Appreciate your perspective.
Right. Bye-bye.
That's Delegate Pat McDonough. You catch him Saturday nights here on WCBM. It is time for news. Once again, the headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore County Police are investigating a Sunday morning shooting in Dundalk. Officers were called to the 1800 block of Dunmere Road at around 11:40 a.m., where they found a man with a gunshot wound to the lower body. The 48-year-old victim was taken to a hospital. There's no update on his condition, and anyone with information is asked to call police. An alleged dine and dasher who was arrested on Saturday is accused of returning to a Timonium restaurant and causing a disturbance on Sunday. According to WJZ-TV, police in Baltimore County were called to High Top's Backstage Grill shortly before noon for a report of trespassing, and they believe the man was Randy Nilsson, who had been released on bail. The 57-year-old is accused in at least five dine and dash incidents in the county, and additional charges are pending. There's still no sign of a man who went missing in Baltimore on April 4th after a night out in Fells Point. 27-year-old Branson Odor was seen on surveillance video near the Inner Harbor after leaving the bar on Thames Street. His electric bike had an Apple AirTag, and it's been found. Police dive teams searched the water, but nothing was found there. According to a local paper, some of Odor's loved ones are concerned that the native of Kenya may have been detained by immigration agents. The Department of Homeland Security has reportedly said its officers did not arrest Odor. And a 15-year-old boy has been arrested for the alleged theft of a scooter from a 69-year-old man. Baltimore police say the teen carjacked the victim's scooter Friday in the 800 block of University Parkway. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Bel Air, Alfonso here from Sol Oaxaca. Looking for the perfect place to host your next party or event? We've got you covered. Our private party rooms comes fully equipped with a sound system and big screen TVs, perfect for celebrations, meetings, or presentations. Plus, enjoy our outdoor space with a fire pit, live music stage, and even a kids' playground. Hosting at home? No problem. Sol Oaxaca offers full catering and easy carryout options. Just search Sol Oaxaca Bel Air, S-O-L-O-A-X-A-C-A, for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air, and let's make your next event unforgettable. Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air.
Grilling season is here, and you'll find your best deal on a new grill at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Gas, charcoal, pellet, built-in grills, portables, flat tops, smokers, and more. All on sale and all waiting for you now at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
7:32. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The wreck on the BW Parkway northbound after 197 is finally cleared. All the lanes are open. Might be a little slow yet coming up from Powder Mill Road, but definitely on the move once again. There was a new wreck in Pikesville, Reisterstown Road at Hooks Lane. That's immediately north of the Beltway. Anything there could add to a delay just off the interchange at 695. Baltimore County about 20 minutes ago heading to a wreck at Bel Air Road at Sunshine Avenue. The morning buildups have arrived towards Annapolis on I-97 southbound with the slowing at Route 32. That gets better after the bridge at 178. We're clear at the Bay Bridge, at the Severn River Bridge, and also clear at the ramps at Ritchie Highway for the traffic on Route 50. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. A summer-like warm-up gets underway today. Mostly cloudy, breezy with a stray shower and highs in the very warm low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy and pretty comfortable with lows falling back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, could the slumber be over for the polar bear?
Runner from first is going, and Alonzo with a base hit at the left field line. Henderson is going to score. Here comes Taylor Ward. He can cruise in, and Pete delivers.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. Alonzo's two-run double in the fifth was the key hit yesterday, giving Cade Povich and the Birds some breathing room on their way to a 6-2 win over the Giants at Camden Yards, the O's' fifth win in their last six games. After the game, Alonzo was asked about remaining aggressive through his slump.
If I'm passive, I'm not that good. So it's like if I'm passive to a game plan, I'm stuck in between, and that leads to not necessarily recognizing pitches that well, and if you're not recognizing pitches, you're typically not hitting well. So
the polar bear was in hibernation over the last week, just two for his last 32 coming in. A sidebar, the win gets Baltimore over 500 for the first time since game three of the season, and it pulls the Birds into a first-place tie with the Rays and the Yanks. Elsewhere in baseball, hometown boy making good in San Diego.
High drive, deep right field. There's some Merrill madness for you right out of the yard.
Don Orsillo had the call on Padres.tv. Jackson Merrill, the pride of Severna Park High School, with a monster shot. His third of the year as the Padres beat the Rockies at Petco Park. 7-2 was the final. Meanwhile, history made yesterday at Augusta National.
Rory is a rare repeat winner at Augusta.
Jim Nantz had the call on CBS. McIlroy, a final round 71 after a near disastrous 73 on Saturday, holds off the world's number one Scottie Scheffler to win the 2026 Masters, becoming only the fourth ever to don the green jacket in back-to-back years. In perhaps the final home game of Alex Ovechkin's career, the Capitals keep their playoff hopes alive with a big win over the Penguins.
McMichael with some get up and go. Ryan Leonard to the outside, 2-on-1. McMichael here, backhand, he scores! And a thunderous ovation makes it 2-0.
Joe B. had the call on Monumental. McMichael would add an empty netter late as the Caps shut out the Pens in D.C. 3-0 the final. Behind Logan Thompson, Caps need to win their final game against the Blue Jackets Tuesday night and have the Flyers lose their last two to sneak in. After the game, Ovechkin was asked about the Penguins' attempts to bid him farewell, and he was asked about it in the postgame.
Because I don't decide yet, and I don't know.
Apparently, he has not decided about his retirement. The time now is 7:37. When we return, big decisions to be made by the Ravens.
Do you have a mortgage payment that no longer fits your fixed income? The payment may be the same, but everything else costs more, leaving less to work with each month. My name is Mark McVeary, and I've spent more than 30 years helping homeowners understand their options. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The first step is to simply understand what makes sense for you. Call me, Mark McVeary, at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
You know, Sean, it's an interesting thing about the Ravens this offseason. A lot of change, obviously, with the new coaching staff. A lot of players gone. I think they lost 10 free agents, half of them to John Harbaugh.
Right, exactly.
And I think they're doing things differently. Like, it hasn't been the Ravens' way to spend $128 million on a pass rusher.
Right.
But they did it.
Right.
And so I think they're going to do things differently in the draft. I think they have an obvious need in the middle of the offensive line, not going to draft a guy in the first round. I think they're going to go receiver. They're going to surround Lamar with more weapons. They're going to look for that guy who can go up and get the ball, like DeAndre Hopkins did a couple times last year. And that's what I think they're going to do.
Typically, haven't the Ravens struck out on receivers taken early?
Yes, they have. Yeah. Zay Flowers was an exception.
Right.
But you're right. Before that, pretty much nothing.
Yeah.
Mark Clayton, Travis Taylor, right? Those guys. But I think it's different. I think this whole this whole there's an evolution about it's the new Ravens way, and I think that it's evolved into an offense first situation with a defensive head coach. And
well,
I think
you got this incredible athlete at quarterback.
You do.
You better take advantage of it while you can. And so give them as many weapons as you can, but you also have to protect them as well. So you need that offensive line.
You do, and I think they will protect them. I think John Simpson is a good pickup back again with the Ravens now. I think they will find somebody in free agency that will be able to help them. My guess right now is Jordan Tyson, the big receiver out of Arizona State, will be the number one pick.
All right, we shall see. Yep. All right, very good. That's a good prediction. You heard it here first. Thanks, Harry. 739. By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, give us a call here. Reserve your spot right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Tonight at sundown, Holocaust Remembrance Day begins, and we're going to talk. We have the honored to talk with the son of Nobel laureate Elie Wiesel, Alicia Wiesel, at the top of the hour. There's a new film out about his father. And we'll talk with him at the top of the hour. He's going to be speaking at Beth Tefillah Synagogue here in Baltimore a little bit later on today. So we'll have a chance to talk about the new film, the documentary about his dad, and Holocaust Remembrance Day. We'll get his thoughts on Mamdani as well up in New York City. So the latest Democrat to fall, Eric Swalwell. Sunday night dropped out of the California governor's race amid allegations of sexual assault. These are, again, the Fang Fang stuff. I mean, yeah, that's serious because that was he was potentially made and by a Chinese spy. And again, I know there's been other, there's Nannygate. He and his wife are being accused of keeping a Brazilian national past her expired visa date, paying her with campaign money. It's all, but this stuff here is very serious, where staffers and former staffers are accusing Eric Swalwell of sexual assault and rape. These are very serious charges. And the Manhattan DA has launched an investigation into Swalwell over these serious allegations, which were first published in the San Francisco Chronicle in a story about a woman who claimed that he sexually assaulted her twice. She said she worked as a staffer in his office for 2 years, told the Chronicle he began pursuing her weeks after she was hired at the age of 21. Three additional women who spoke to CNN also provided evidence about alleged additional misconduct by Swalwell. And the staffers also said Swalwell, the staffer said, raped her years later in 2024 after she left his employment. It was a pretty graphic and disturbing testimony. There are now videos have dropped of Eric Swalwell in bed with alleged sex workers. As I mentioned, Nannygate, his problems continue to worsen. He's dropped out of the California governor's race, and he made this statement yesterday for his constituents and others in the Democrat Party.
A lot has been said about me today through anonymous allegations, and I thought it was important that you see and hear from me directly. These allegations of sexual assault are flat false. They are absolutely false. They did not happen. They have never happened, and I will fight them with everything that I have. They also come on the eve of an election where I have been the front-runner candidate for governor in California. I do not suggest to you in any way that I'm perfect or that I'm a saint. I have certainly made mistakes in judgment in my past. But those mistakes are between me and my wife. And to her, I apologize deeply for putting her in this position. I also apologize to you if in any way you have doubted your support for me. But I think you know who I am. For over 20 years, I have served the public. As a city councilman, as a member of Congress, and as a prosecutor who went to court on behalf of victims, particularly on behalf of sexual assault victims. That's who I am and have always been. This weekend, I'm going to spend time with my family and friends, and I appreciate those who have reached out to me to show support. And I look forward to updating you very soon.
So we also find out that Katie Porter, another California Democrat governor candidate, is now being charged or haunted, I should say, by serious abuse allegations, domestic violence allegations. So that's two in 1 week. Now, she's still in, but this is the California Democrats taking their competition. Now, who benefits from this? Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom is the one who is benefiting from this and perhaps others, but It's you end up scratching your head because when the Democrats want somebody out, they'll take him out. They'll take their own out. They don't care. Republicans are just, you know, they're just too stupid to really mount much of anything outside of President Trump, who has been the only really highlight over the last 10 years for the Republican Party. 743, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. There is a new wreck in the city. It's on the west side, possibly with an MTA bus involved, Edmondson Avenue at Franklin Street. That's right there at the split on the west side. So keep an eye out for that. City police and fire there with an investigation. The one late accident was in Pikesville, Reisterstown Road at Hooks Lane. That's the traffic light just north of the Beltway. So that's a busy spot there if you're coming down from McDonald's a road, or if you're getting off the Beltway to go north on 140 and up through there. Really nothing out of the ordinary on the Beltway right now. JFX is good. We're still in the range of 5 to 7, maybe 10 minutes at the most for the traffic southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Bernie's Automotive, they're celebrating their 30-year anniversary all this month. You'll always get the best service and complete satisfaction at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be mostly cloudy, breezy, maybe a stray shower. Highs will be in the low 80s. And tomorrow's sunny, upper 80s, 90s by the end of the week. Wow. That's going to be a little bit... We went from winter to summer in about a week's time.
Furnished to the air.
Exactly.
Welcome to Maryland.
61 right now in Parkville, 61 in downtown Baltimore. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today, Robert in Middle River. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
We'll try first again.
All right. Try it. Okay, he keeps, you know, coming up to the bat, so we appreciate that effort. Here you go. Good luck. Story number one. Scientists now say they're witnessing a massive civil war between hundreds of chimps in Africa. They were once a massive, peaceful group, but have split and have been fighting for almost 10 years now. Dozens of chimps have been killed or have disappeared. All right. Planet of the Apes.
Gone ape blank.
Story number two. Walt Disney Company is now embracing their DEI policies over the last few months, which is an unusual direction. Others have seemed to be abandoning the DEI, but Disney. They now have a classic loudspeaker greeting that says, "Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and those who identify as ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls," at all of their theme parks. And story number three, the United Nations is the single worst enabler of human rights abuses in the world. Even as it claims to protect rights, the UN continues to elevate Iran. Iran has just been named to head the United Nations Terrorism Prevention Group. Being the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, maybe they'll...
Well, they should know.
They know one when they see one.
Right. There you go.
All right.
Takes one to know.
Story one, massive chimp civil war in Africa. Story two, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls, and they'll identify as such. Welcome to Disney. And story three, Iran now to head up the UN Terrorism Prevention Group. All right, Robert, what are you thinking?
I've heard of chimps cannibalizing, and I do believe the Disney story, so I'm going to go with three.
All right, Robert goes to story number three. Iran now heading up the UN Terrorism Prevention Group. Maggie?
I'm also going to go with number three because the chimp thing is valid. They eat each other. They do.
And you know this how?
I've read about seriously. I'm not.
No, wait, Robert just said that. You didn't question him. How come only some contestants get questioned on our sources?
Well, she was more definitive in the eat each other. Robert was a little
cannibalize.
Robert was a little more scientific, but Maggie just came out with, she was so certain.
Is that what you call it?
Forget it.
All right, Krista.
Don't let him impress you. I am also between two and three. I'm actually going to say number two. I think that's actually the more unbelievable. Disney is woke, but they would probably find another PC way to say that. So I'm going to say two.
All right, and Chuckles.
Yeah, I think the United Nations are goofy enough to do that with Iran. I'm going to go two.
All right. Chuck goes for two as well. Story one, the African chimpanzee war, civil war. It's a true story. And yes, Maggie, they do eat each other.
Oh, but no, wait a minute. I screwed up. I meant that I believed one.
Oh, well, you didn't say that.
Okay. Okay.
Again, my brain.
That's a true story. So that's a good thing you didn't get to choose number one.
Well, I was going with number three. Just
story number two, Disney. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and those who identify, that is our fake news story of the day. In fact, Disney has scrapped their DEI and now have gone back to ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. All right, so that's
I believed that. I did. I could. Well,
did you see the picture of the mother and father with the kids, and they're smuggling in the kids in the stroller? Did you see that?
No, I didn't. Robert, thanks again for playing.
In the back of some of these strollers, they had one little kid up front who they didn't have to pay for. The other kid, who was 4 or 5, was smuggled in the back of the stroller and was peeking out the back. So they did that to pay for him.
And they do inspect strollers? I don't know. I haven't.
No. They got in.
They got in. So they. Mm-hmm. So you just told everybody how to beat the system.
That's all right.
All right.
I'm going to sneak Chuck in a stroller. Just put a blanket on.
That's how we met the first time.
Yeah. Where are you going to get that stroller? U-Haul?
Oh.
That's nice. Big asses are us. Double wide.
Double wide, right.
Oh, no. That's
large barge, eastbound and down.
I tugs you in a couple. Let's say good news to Baltimore drivers. Glen Burnie Transmissions, Jim Jennings Transmissions have teamed up. So no matter where you are, north, south, east, or west, you've got a trusted shop close by. These aren't new names. You have recognized the name. Both have served our community for over 50 years. And they, boy, do they know transmissions. And they can save you a ton of money. If you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission and want to avoid those dealer prices, this is who you call. Just tell them, I told you to call. You get the same straightforward, professional, courteous service at both locations. And with free area towing and financing, they can help you through a tough situation. So call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 888-299-0557 or go to gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or visit JimJenningsTransmissions.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, two legends, one strong team serving Baltimore.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
If you own a business, you know how hard you work for every customer. At WCBM, we help local business owners get their message to the people who really count. Owners that are ready to act with radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can build a radio campaign that fits your business. Visit WCBM.com or call us at 410-586-6800 today to talk about growing your business.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, still to come, we'll take a look at the gun-grabbing law that some firearm owners and people that instructors and things of that nature say will hurt their business and certainly will affect the ability for people to defend themselves, especially from criminal illegal aliens who will be given be allowed to run roughshod over Marylanders thanks to the Maryland General Insane Asylum. And thousands of laws are in limbo Today's Sunny Die, the last session of the Maryland, last day of the Maryland General Insane Asylum session. So we'll take a look at that as well. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes now with the update. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, city police, last couple of minutes busy. MTA was involved in a wreck. Edmondson Avenue at Franklin Street, a new wreck Hilton Street at Baltimore Street, and there's a new wreck northwest side at Northern Parkway at Park Heights Avenue. Nothing major. Backed up a little bit southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. The junction at 95, Russell Street, 395. The lanes are open. JFX looking good there between Ruxton Road and the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, a cloudy, breezy, stray shower perhaps today in the low 80s for a high. Right now, already 62 in Glen Burnie. It is 60 in Middle River. Coming up at the top of the hour, the son of Nobel laureate Elie Wiesel, Alicia Wiesel, is going to join us as he's in town for an appearance to promote the new documentary film based on his father's life and his book. So we'll talk about that coming up at the top of the hour. Right now, of course, we want to tell you a little bit more about the pending ban on Glock and on other handguns that can be altered by a third-party piece of equipment called, it's called a Glock switch, but actually it is an auto sear. And without getting into the weeds here, most Glocks and some other handguns are built around an interior mechanism called a cruciform trigger bar. And, of course, a third party. Glock does not make a Glock switch or a auto sear. It is made by a third party, which is illegal here in the state of Maryland. To purchase one, to use one, it is illegal already. And but what it's not good enough for the gun grabbing Democrats. They want to make the manufacturer go back and either redesign their models. I don't know if they would be asking them to retrofit. I think that would be virtually impossible to, because most of these guns already sold around the market today. And they're telling, the piece of legislation that I saw says that, you know, if you have one that's existing, then that's been grandfathered in. But all future 9mm models, they want to make sure do not have the ability to use this auto sear or a Glock switch. But again, this is, you know, it's something that you have a legal product. Actually, you have a right to bear arms in the entire country and here in the state of Maryland. And hopefully this thing will get shot down, pardon the pun, in a court somewhere. I would, if I was one of these Maryland shall issue or the Second Amendment groups, I would, once this thing is signed by the governor and becomes law, I would file a writ that would, an immediate injunction, ask for an immediate injunction to pause this law. But, you know, sometimes you actually have to produce somebody that's been harmed by it before you can even file suit. That's called standing. So we'll have to wait and see. This is eventually going to go to court. Because they did this out in California. And I think it's going to probably end up going to court. And sometimes when the Supreme Court waits until a law snakes its way through several different regions. And if we have California, if we have Maryland, and they both come up, they may decide to eventually rule on this once and for all. But you would think that this kind of stuff would be already covered under previous you know, D.C. versus Heller or Chicago versus McDonald or some of the other big Supreme Court cases that we do have a right to bear arms, and that is something that is guaranteed under the Constitution. They're constantly trying to chip away at this right with laws like this. You have a legal product made by a legal American manufacturer or company in this particular case, and they're now wanting to punish gun maker because of something somebody else did. If you make an aftermarket modification, let's say you were to do that with a car. Let's say you did that with, a particular brand of car, and somebody did something to the car aftermarket that made it more dangerous. Would you then file a bill that would basically punish the car company? They didn't make it. They didn't do it. They're making a legal product, and so go after the people making the switches or the auto sears. That's who you go after. If machine guns are already against the law, you'd have to jump through hoops in order to get a machine gun. And that's something that you have to, the vetting and the process, as I understand it, because I've never applied for a machine gun, is it's a high hurdle. Believe me, it's very few people will ever be able to get one. And so that's already against the law to have a fully automatic machine gun. And that is something that I think has just been a misconception, a misnomer on a lot of this stuff. So wait and see, but this is what happens in the state of Maryland. They just get giddy with this. As they go, and that's why I call it the General Insane Asylum. They're insane with, they're drunk with power. Our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you that they're there for you for your health. And again, that's 24/7 around the clock, and they just they make incredible supplements. Spring is here, and it is really time to get moving, exploring, enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, then listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically by Rescue Natural Supplements to help keep your joints flexible, moving comfortably. And right now, you can buy one, get one free with the code RELIEF. It's powered by a patented collagen and research-backed green lipid muscle complex. Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage, actually helps to cushion your joints for smoother movement and reduce that stiffness, promoting better overall mobility. Here's what you do. Use the code RELIEF. Buy one, get one free today. Glyco Plus, RES-Q.com is the website, or call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. Coming up next, Alicia Wiesel, to talk about Holocaust Remembrance Day in his new film.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Armit Thomason. The other shoe is about to drop in the U.S. standoff with Iran following a marathon round of peace talks that failed to reach an agreement. The focus of the American action against Iran is the Strait of Hormuz.
The U.S. military has announced it will begin a blockade of all Iranian ports and coastal areas as President Donald Trump seeks to pressure Iran. The announcement has set the stage for a showdown as Iran immediately responded with threats on all ports in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. The announcement of the blockade has halted the limited ship traffic that resumed in the Strait since the ceasefire, said an early report from Lloyd's List Intelligence. Marine trackers say over 40 commercial ships have crossed since the start of the ceasefire. I'm Charles Villadesma.
California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell has suspended his gubernatorial campaign amid a rash of sexual misconduct allegations against him. As he apologizes for what he calls mistakes in judgment, Swalwell says he's innocent of any wrongdoing. Golf's first major of the year now has its first repeat winner in 24 years.
Rory McIlroy has joined more elite company at the Masters. McIlroy took his place in Augusta National history as only the fourth back-to-back champion with his sixth major victory. McIlroy shot a 1-under-71 for a one-shot victory at 12-under par to join Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo, and Tiger Woods as repeat winners. McIlroy sees control for good with a bold shot at Rays Creek to 7 feet for birdie on the par 3 12th. World number one Scottie Scheffler finished one shot back after a closing 68, nearly rallying from a 12-stroke weekend deficit. I'm Geffen Coolball.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 479 points. NASDAQ futures 180 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Here's something most people don't know. When Warren Buffett was just 13 years old, he didn't put his money into a savings account. While other kids were earning next to nothing at local banks, Buffett put $114 into a little-known investment. Today, that $114 would be worth over $15 million. And it wasn't a risky trade. It wasn't insider knowledge. It was an account that's been around since 1888. And over the last 25 years, it's averaged 29% a year. That's what happens when your money is allowed to compound. Compare that to today's savings account, paying less than 0.5%, while inflation quietly eats away at your buying power. Buffett understood early, banks are great businesses, just not for savers. If you'd like to see what some investors call the 29% account, go now to ask29account.com. That's ask29account.com. Ask29account.com.
Good morning.
morning, it's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new minor accident just above the area around the city-county line, Green Spring Avenue in that area, Willow Glen, so keep an eye out for that. There's been a minor accident downtown there, Harbor Place at Pratt Street and Marketplace, and earlier an MTA bus was involved on the west side at Edmondson Avenue and Franklin Street. Nothing major on the Beltway, the normal slowdowns there. JFX is still good. We're right in the area of about a 5 to 7 minute delay with heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. A summer-like warm-up gets underway today. Mostly cloudy, breezy with a stray shower and highs in the very warm low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy and pretty comfortable with lows falling back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
57 degrees in Pikesville, 57 in Edgewood at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore will be holding a citywide community budget forum this week. The meeting will take place Wednesday at the Middle Branch Fitness and Wellness Center on Reedbird Avenue from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. Mayor Scott will be talking about the budget and taking questions from residents. The mayor released his preliminary fiscal 2027 budget of nearly $5 billion earlier this month. Coming up next week, the mayor will host a Cabinet in Community walking budget discussion at Droothill Park. The April 20th walk will begin at 4 p.m. And Annapolis Mayor Jared Lippman announced two key appointments to the city's executive leadership team. He has nominated Yolanda Lewis for Annapolis City Manager. Lewis has more than 20 years of experience in managing large-scale government operations. Anthony Coopersmith, a highly regarded legal expert in land use and municipal law, has been nominated for Annapolis City Attorney. The mayor will present the two appointments to the city council for confirmation at today's meeting. If confirmed, Lewis will start on May 21st and Coopersmith will begin on May 7th. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 735. The pick 4, 1771. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Steinhold Sports coming up next.
Hi, Sean Casey with Vinny Steo, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, Maryland and Lower Pennsylvania's real estate expert. Welcome back, and wow, Vinny, we're celebrating 9 incredible years together on WCBM, helping local families with their real estate dreams.
Yeah, Sean, it's been a huge honor. 9 years right here, 23 years total, helping thousands of families sell fast and for top dollar. The key to our success is that I understand every seller situation is different. My guarantees and programs give sellers options, including multiple cash offers, 100% of market value, or my trusted guaranteed sale program where I'll sell your home or I'll buy it myself at a price and time frame you agree to. Or maybe you need to sell and stay for up to 12 months. With my 12,000 plus buyers in waiting, your home may already be sold.
9 years of guarantees on WCBM. Just a phone call or text will get you started. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515. VinnyStio.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, for the Orioles, rotation depth is no longer an issue.
Two down, runner at first. And Chapman, does he offer? He does! A strikeout for Povich. He's completed 6 innings of one-run ball.
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson. How about Kate Povich on his 26th birthday, no less, tossing 6 2/3 at the Giants. One run, no walk, leading the Birds to a series win. 6-2 was the final. Baltimore's 5th win in their last 6 after getting swept in Pittsburgh last weekend. After the game, Pete Alonso with a key hit yesterday, lavishing praise on the Birds pitching staff.
It helps when you got a lights-out performance by your starter. Cade was fantastic. Bullpen was electric too, so yeah, kudos to our pitching staff. They did a wonderful job, like, executing pitches.
Now the question is, does Kate Povich stay with the Major League club? Because the pitcher for tonight against the D-backs is undecided. It could be Dean Kramer, and if that's the case, Povich could be back on the way to the minor leagues. Meanwhile, manager Albernaz revealing that 3 Orioles were placed on the injured list over the weekend, including Tyler O'Neill.
That was kind of new-ish. What I mean by that is, like, for a week, he's been battling illness and sickness, and then on the off day, he was extremely dehydrated on Thursday, and he ended up fading. And come to find out, kind of through that, we're guessing that he probably banged his head a little bit.
O'Neill placed on the 7-day injured list, Adley Rutschman on the 10-day with ankle inflammation, Ryan Mountcastle with a broken foot. And finally, bad teams losing games on purpose to get into a better position for the number one pick in the NBA draft lottery. None better than the Washington Wizards. Wiz clinching the league's worst record and highest draft floor, losing 130-117 to the Cavaliers yesterday, finishing the season 17-65. They've lost 25 of their last 26. Coming up in 30 minutes, what Rory McIlroy said after putting on the green jacket. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Tonight at sundown, Holocaust Remembrance Day begins. And here in Baltimore, we have an opportunity to see an incredible new film, a documentary about the life of Elie Wiesel, Soul on Fire, explores this very public survivor of the Holocaust behind this searing memoir, Night. And the son of Nobel laureate, Elie Wiesel, Alicia Wiesel, is in town today at Beth Tefillah Congregation to premiere the film in Maryland. And he joins us now on our Newsmaker Hotline. Alicia, good morning and welcome to Baltimore.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
It is our pleasure. So tell us about this this new documentary. I guess Marion, Ellie's wife, and you worked on this documentary along with obviously a filmmaker. Why is this documentary going to be so powerful?
After my father passed in 2016, my mother and I both felt strongly that we wanted to do everything we could to keep his legacy alive. We went in search of an independent producer-director who could create the film. And what Oren Rudofsky, who we ultimately selected, did is something quite beautiful. He really constructed a film in my father's voice. You'll hear from his students, you'll hear from peers, you'll hear from people he influenced. You'll see the famous scene where he confronts President Reagan over Bitburg. But the beautiful thing is, so much of this movie is in his voice and controls the narrative arc.
Yeah, that I think is a big difference when you're just telling a story versus you're hearing it in that individual's voice. And it brings brings him to life, if you will. The story about Reagan, if people don't realize it, he wanted to visit Bitburg, but your father had to remind him that German SS soldiers were buried there, right? I'm sorry, we're breaking up a little bit.
I'm sorry, how am I doing now?
Oh, you're fine.
Yeah, he implored the president, and he said, you know, you don't need to do this. You don't need to do this. And, of course, the president went anyway, but my father felt.
And he also pleaded with other presidents as well, you know, when it came to wars and things that were of great concern to him. I think we got a bad connection. Are you there, Alicia?
Yeah, I'm just going to try dropping the Wi-Fi and going to the cell.
Okay. So anyway, make a long story short, you are you're going to be in town here today at Beth Tefillah. You know, is this open to the public or is it just members of the congregation?
Yeah, as far as I know, that this is open to members of the public. There's a website. I'm sorry, I haven't memorized it, but it is possible to go and inquire on tickets. If you look at, you know, LinkedIn, you'll find posts there. But it's something where we're looking to reach large audiences with this. You know, my father was not just trying to speak to the Jewish community. My father felt that for him, his purpose to engage on the global stage and really, help the community come together in the broadest sense possible.
And especially on this Holocaust Remembrance Day, if you would, talk about the significance as we now see the threat to Jewry around the world. Hold that thought for just a second. We're going to do a traffic update, and then we'll get your thoughts on that in just a moment. 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now, once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
There are some brief delays, but nothing major at both the Harbor Tunnels. They're still running okay there, and then 95 Russell Street, 395, the interchange at Camden Yards. All the lanes are open. Has not been bad on the Beltway, though at 6 o'clock this morning we had a big wreck on the inner loop between Green Spring and I-83. But the top side now is clear. JFX, you're still running okay from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy, stray showers today, low 80s right now, 63 in Pasadena, and it is 64 in downtown Baltimore. Our newsmaker hotline, Elisha Wiesel, the son of Nobel laureate Elie Wiesel, the new film Elie Wiesel, Soul on Fire, will get its Maryland debut today at Beth DeFillo Congregation. That's 3300 Old Court Road. You should contact the synagogue for ticket information there. But talking a little bit about the significance of Holocaust Remembrance Day, and we see what happened on 10/7. We see what's happening in some of our universities around the United States. There is still a significant thread of anti-Semitism. That's why this film, I think, is so important. Your thoughts on that, Alicia?
You said it better than I could, which is October 8th, the day after October 7th, was, you know, as shocking and terrible, I think, a day for Jews in the United States as almost as October 7th was. The physical violence of October 7th, accompanied by an immediate decision to put the Jews on trial everywhere. How dare Jews defend themselves before we even were defending ourselves? The anti-Semitism that spread across campuses is like nothing I'd seen in my lifetime. And I think for many in the Jewish community, it was a wake-up call. The last, you know, several decades had been one where we sort of felt like, wow, maybe anti-Semitism is gone. Maybe we haven't seen it for a while. But it came back, and it came back in force from the left as well as from the right. And that makes the timing of this film, I think, even more significant and pressing.
Yeah, and again, especially on this very solemn occasion where we are urged to never forget, this is certainly going to go a long way in helping us to remember the attempt to exterminate the Jewish people, and with 6 million casualties, and thank God your father survived that to be able to tell his story. Now you've got that documented in film. I also wanted to get your thoughts because on Friday we saw the mayor of New York, Mamdani, celebrate his 100th day in office, and you have written some pretty strong pieces critical of the mayor, and the one I think was in the Wall Street Journal I saw. What does his tenure as mayor, how does it threaten the Jewish people of New York?
I think any time you have a political candidate who not only tolerates hateful message against one part of a community against the other, and you have to remember, you know, Mayor Mamdani was somebody who was present. He was speaking at many rallies where people were carrying the signs. You can see them behind him in pictures, signs that said, "Globalize the Intifada." Well, globalize the Intifada literally means take a bloody wave of suicidal terror that was aimed at, you know, Israel over a period of years, and let's repeat that across the world. And he really struggled to condemn it. And anytime I think you have a senior political figure embrace that, make it actually part of his messaging when he acquires power, that's a bad sign for the community at large. Now, we're not served by divisive behavior and speech that is sanctioned by people in office.
It's always difficult because, you know, but you're your father's son, and what do you think your father would have said or done regarding Mayor Mamdani?
My father's not here anymore. I always, when I get a question like that, I prefer to say, you know, the dead have few privileges, and one of them is we shouldn't put words in their mouth. So what I can tell you is, as somebody who has spent, you know, you may have read of Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000 hours, you know, that becomes a sort of criteria for how well you know something. I've spent that 10,000 hours and way more than that with my father, so I can tell you what I think as a result of that. And we have to stand up. We can't be silent when we in a community are threatened in that way. You know, there are many positive aspects, clearly, about what Mayor Mamdani had to say that that generated excitement, is particularly among a younger generation of voters. And we have to be thoughtful about that, understand, you know, what does it take to bring that youthful excitement, that sort of promise, and find ways to find and promote candidates who can do that without the hateful component that seems to have gone with it. This is a bigger issue than just Mayor Mamdani. You know, you take a look, for example, even at the Pope, who, you know, is decrying, you know, what he seems to feel is an unjust war being fought by the U.S. in Iran right now. Well, you know, where was that Pope when Iran has been building up a nuclear, you know, or attempting to build up a nuclear arsenal and being very clear that its intent is to wipe out the Jewish state? So there's a real, I think, there's a real softness in the thinking that has allowed anti-Semitism to penetrate as far and as deep as it has, where, you know, somehow the Jews are expected to take it when we are attacked in speech, we are seeing physical threats, and yet somehow we are expected to take it when no other community is expected to tolerate that sort of behavior.
And you are the chairman of the Elie Wiesel Foundation, and so you know, you continue that mission that your father obviously started. How can people help? How can they contribute? Can they donate to the Elie Wiesel Foundation? What can people do to help the cause?
Great question. The Elie Wiesel Foundation really is serving, you know, a few different missions right now. We are building out our human rights work, which has really focused on my father's desire to say, we are strongest when we focus on real needs throughout the world. Several years ago, we picked the Uyghurs as our cause for that year. We're in the process of rebuilding our human rights portfolio, but we're also very committed to helping children and moral education, and a lot of our work goes towards that, both in Israel, here in the States. So ElieWiesel Foundation.org has our website. But I would say, on a more personal note, you know, the most important thing that one can do in their daily lives is to think about how my father approached people, how he always looked to engage, understand, dialogue, look past the ignorance, and do whatever we can to educate each other on our right to live and to do so with dignity.
Very good. Again, Alicia, thanks for spending time with us, and welcome to Baltimore, and best of luck on the screening. Elie Wiesel, Soul on Fire, that'll be today, this morning at Beth Tefillah Congregation, and best of luck on the documentary.
Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. Again, that's Alicia Wiesel, chairman of the Elie Wiesel Foundation, and he's in town today at Beth Tefillah. It's a powerful film. I saw clips of it over the weekend. Very powerful, when especially that scene with President Reagan on trying to convince him not to visit the Bitburg Cemetery where German SS soldiers were buried. Very, very powerful stuff. All right, day 21. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Lori and Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community, and I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Tell us more about the program, Victoria.
Absolutely. So Lorien Harmony Park has a very unique feature in our memory care, and it's called a multi-sensory room. So a multi-sensory room is a space that is very unique because it actually is meant to de-escalate a resident who has what I like to call expressive behaviors. Expressive behaviors are when someone is getting escalated and they can't communicate the same way that you or I can, just because their brain has had some sort of deterioration and their communication style is going to be different. So you'll see someone start to get upset, start maybe hitting a table or fidgeting. These are called expressive behaviors. A lot of places will use what's called a anti-psychotropic medication to try to de-escalate them. We want to try to use them minimally. And with that being said, we need to have a space to help use them less. And so studies have found that a multi-sensory room, if you bring them in, can be extremely calming. So it includes things like low lighting, bubble tubes, fidget toys, things like that can actually get out some of that energy. So that way they're not seeing as much expressive behavior from them. And these are typically used at a time of day called sundowning, usually later around like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's found to be extremely helpful in minimizing behaviors in residents and using less medication for them. If you have a loved one who you've seen this in and you want some more information, please feel free to take a look at our website. That would be laurianassistedliving.com. You can get some phone numbers for the community you're interested in or reach out to our chat bot, and we'll follow up with you for more information.
And don't forget, for the new memory park at Harmony Hall, log on to laurianassistedliving.com.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Day 23, time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Just changing the camera here to look for a wreck around I-97 and the ramp at Route 50. Let me see if there's any backup here on this ramp. Yeah, it's a little slow. So if you're coming over from Parole, you're taking the ramp from 50 westbound. You're going north onto I-97. It looks like it's right after you get up into that area and onto the straight part of I-97, headed up towards 178. I see traffic under the bridge at 178 further north from there, so we are getting by, but keeping in mind I-97 is only two lanes, so right now there is a backup from Parole. You take the ramp from 50 westbound, turning north onto I-97. New wreck from Baltimore County, Paper Mill Road at Carroll Manor Road. Could be a minor, but enough room to get by, but local traffic heads up for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy, chance of stray showers, highs in the low 80s, overnight low 60s, and boy, it's going to be a warm week. Upper 80s tomorrow, and by the end of the week, we could see 90s. Right now, 63 in Severn and 63 in Parkville. From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. Time for us to celebrate America's 250th birthday. On this day, April 13, 1861, after a 33-hour bombardment by Confederate cannons, Union forces surrender Fort Sumter in South Carolina's Charleston Harbor. The first engagement of the war ended in a rebel victory. The surrender concluded a standoff that began with South Carolina's secession from the Union on December 20, 1860, when President Abraham Lincoln sent word to Charleston early April that he planned to send food to the beleaguered garrison. Confederates took action. They opened fire on Sumter in the pre-dawn of April 12th. Over the next day, nearly 4,000 rounds were hurled toward the black silhouette on Fort Sumter. Inside Fort Sumter was its commander, Major Robert Anderson, 9 officers, 68 enlisted men, 8 musicians, 43 construction workers who were still putting the finishing touches on the fort. Union Captain Abner Doubleday, the man often inaccurately credited with inventing the game of baseball, returned fire nearly 2 hours after the barrage began. By the morning of April 13th, the garrison in Sumter was in dire straits. The soldiers had sustained only minor injuries, but they could not hold out much longer. The fort was badly damaged, and the Confederate shots were becoming more and more precise. Around noon, the flagstaff was shot away. Louis Wigfall, a former U.S. senator from Texas, rode out without permission to see if the garrison was trying to surrender. Anderson decided that further resistance was futile. He ran a white flag up a makeshift flagpole. So the first engagement of the war was over, and the only casualty had been a Confederate horse. The Union force was allowed to leave for the North. Before leaving, the soldiers fired a 100-gun salute. During that salute, one soldier was killed, another mortally wounded by a prematurely exploding cartridge. And thus the Civil War had officially begun as Union forces surrendered at Fort Sumter. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you'll get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that could be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
And don't forget, Thursday, about 10 days from now, April the 23rd, 5 to 7, I'm going to be out at Pints and Politics at Michael's Cafe on York Road with a special guest. I'll be announcing that guest on Wednesday. So stand by. Live in-person discussion with, as we'll talk about, the end of the Maryland General Insane Asylum. And, of course, this ongoing into the second year of the Trump administration now. I'm sure there'll be a lot of questions and discussion about what's happening in Iran, the Strait of Hormuz. So check it out. Get your tickets today. $25. They include light hors d'oeuvres, WCBM pint glass, cash bar available at Michael's on York Road. In Timonium. 829, and we'll tell you about our good friends at Audiology Associates. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle, empathetic approach to all of your hearing issues, whether you got clogged ears from wax or ear infections, or maybe you have to start a little bit of hearing difficulties, whatever it is, you should have your hearing checked each and every year, or at least once to begin with when you start reading the age of 50, to make sure that you got a benchmark hearing test so you can compare it to when you are having some difficulties. Hopefully you never are, but you never know. They helped my wife with some tinnitus problems she was having. And they have 10 locations to serve you. Call for your appointment today at Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100, or you can go online, aaiaudiology.com, and they just do wonderful work and get that hearing checked out today. All right, it's 8:30. Let's get the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that a new statewide poll shows a growing number of Marylanders disapprove of Governor Moore's leadership, with some citing dishonesty. At the same time, a year-long investigation by Spotlight on Maryland has found gaps, discrepancies, and unanswered questions in the personal and professional story Moore has used to build his public image. The findings come as criticism of the governor is no longer limited to political opponents. Baltimore pastor P.M. Smith recently described Moore as pathological in his handling of the truth, claiming he lies. Armstrong Williams, co-owner of the Baltimore Sun and a longtime friend of Moore, publicly urged the governor to tell the truth and release the facts. Instead, the governor has repeatedly declined to release full records, refused repeated requests for a sit-down interview, and left dozens of detailed questions unanswered, even as Moore promotes transparency as a defining principle of his administration. And the Maryland Park Service has launched a new reservations management system. Officials say the upgraded system gives visitors a faster and better way to reserve campsites, cabins, mini cabins, pavilions, and other amenities at 37 Maryland state parks. The upgraded platform delivers improved performance on desktop and mobile devices, a streamlined checkout process, and new communication tools, including optional text message notifications. Park amenities and reservation pricing remain unchanged, and the transaction fee structure is the same as the previous system. And parts of Maryland are under an elevated fire risk. According to the National Weather Service, dry conditions and wind gusts that could reach 20 to 25 miles per hour will lead to an increased risk for the rapid spread of wildfires. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey guys, it's Carson. A politically divided country, trade war, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, the list goes on. Do you think these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? If you're not prepared, you could be in for a rude awakening. You've saved and grown your money once. You don't want to have to make it again. Just call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shah. with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Rod and Paresh are published authors and radio hosts right here on WCBM. They can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your whole retirement plan. Do you want to get a handle on your retirement? If so, you can call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person visit or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120. Or visit them at saferetirementsolutions.com.
833 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3.
That ramp from Parole coming over on 50 westbound to northbound I-97 looks a little better right now, maybe indicating that the vehicles got off to the shoulder area. But in the meantime, you're still slow west of Parole coming through there. But it looks like right now as you make the turn north onto I-97 that the speeds are up just a bit. So we'll come back and revisit that in 15 or 20 minutes or so. Baltimore County with the new wreck, Paper Mill Road at Carroll Manor Road. Then city police were still out with a wreck that had an MTA bus involved at Edmondson Avenue and Franklin Street over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. A summer-like warm-up gets underway today. Mostly cloudy, breezy with a stray shower and highs in the very warm low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy and pretty comfortable with lows falling back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds turn their attention to the Diamondbacks tonight at Camden Yards with their pitcher undecided. And tonight could be the night we see Dean Kramer make his season debut, demoted to AAA, of course, in favor of Zach Eflin at the start of the season. Eflin now on the season-long injured list, I should say, with the UCL tear, the Tommy John surgery. The first pitch will be at 6:35 tonight. Birds yesterday with a big win over the Giants, 6-2 the final. Kate Povich did his part, 6 2/3 innings pitched, one run allowed, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. Shaking off a near disastrous 73 on Saturday, Rory McIlroy proved resilient yesterday, holding off a late charge from Scottie Scheffler to win the 2026 Masters. McIlroy, after putting on the green jacket, had this to say.
I thought it was so difficult to win last year because of trying to win the Masters and the Grand Slam, and then this year I realized it's just really difficult to win the Masters.
It was McIlroy's 6th major win, joining Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo, and Tiger Woods as the only golfers in history to win the Masters back-to-back years. Meanwhile, on the ice in D.C., it may have been Ovi's last home game, but it definitely kept the Caps' playoff hopes alive.
McMichael lets him get up and go. Ryan Leonard to the outside, 2-on-1. McMichael here, backhand, he scores! And a thunderous ovation makes it 2-0.
Joe B. had the call on Monumental. McMichael with 2 on the day, and Logan Thompson was stellar again. 24 stops between the pipes. 3-0 Caps over the Pens. Caps need to win Tuesday night and have the Flyers lose twice to sneak into the postseason. And a sidebar here, this was the 100th and perhaps final matchup between Ovechkin and Penguins great Sidney Crosby, two of the game's biggest names. To mark the occasion, the two stars lined up at center ice for the opening faceoff. It was only the 175th career face-off for Ovechkin counting playoffs, compared to number 32,131 for Crosby. Birthdays today. Former world chess champion Garry Kasparov is 63 today, and pro golfer Davis Love is 62. On this day in baseball history, we take you back to 1954. The former St. Louis Browns playing their first game as the Baltimore Orioles and got shut out by the Tigers. 3-0 was the final. And in 1986, 46-year-old Jack Nicklaus does it one more time at the Masters, Nicklaus claiming his 6th Masters title and his 18th major championship, most ever in the men's game. The time now is 8:36 when we return celebrating the Great Eight.
Maryland's current political leadership favors tampons in the boys' bathroom. Do you favor tampons in the boys' bathroom? Well, if you don't, maybe you ought to consider voting for me. Go to my website, BernieFlowers.com, and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I'm running for Congress in Maryland's 3rd District. Go to my website and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I approve this message.
There may be a little bias here, so I'm going to just
toss that out in the first place. But if you look at the Baltimore...
You? Bias?
Yeah, me. If you look at the Baltimore-Washington sports landscape over the years, how many great sports heroes has Baltimore had? Just tick them off the top of your head.
Oh, here?
Yeah, here, yeah,
from,
here in Baltimore.
From Babe Ruth,
yeah.
From Johnny Unitas, okay. To Frank and Brooks,
Frank
and Cal,
Brooks, right.
And Jim Palmer. I mean, look, there have been a plethora of great athletes and icons in Baltimore.
Okay. How many great have there been in D.C.?
Well, I think obviously you start with Ovechkin, and then, of course, you have a lot of from Redskins days.
Mm-hmm.
You had a few from the Bullets while they were there for a little bit, Wes Unseld. And,
but, I mean, were they immortal? Like all the guys you mentioned from Baltimore are pretty much immortal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I would say Ovechkin is immortal.
Yeah,
but
I would say.
Does anybody else really fit that bill in D.C.?
Sonny Jurgensen was very beloved.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Back in the day. Joe Gibbs.
Okay.
You know, but yeah, I see where you're going with this. I mean, Ovechkin really is just, he's just an amazing, transformative figure. Not only just for the team, but for the community as well. I don't know if you saw the piece that ESPN ran.
Yes.
On Saturday. It was about 6 or 7 minutes.
Yeah.
About what he meant to young players, children, and others at all. You know, custom crafted sticks for him to, you know, and to show their appreciation for what he did.
No, he's an ambassador for the game. He's obviously an ambassador for the area. He is immortal, you know, and not only that, but like his size. Like, he's 40 years old, and he didn't have the greatest year this year, but he still scored 30 goals.
Yeah.
He still led the Caps in points. And I don't think you've ever seen a hockey player that size do it for that long. Historically,
yeah,
929 career goals, 1,000 including playoffs plus.
And by the sidebar to the face-off with Crosby, he did tell Crosby, "Let me win it." Crosby, of course, did not.
Well, because that's Sidney Crosby.
Yeah, that's Sidney Crosby.
But how about that, though? 32,000 face-offs for Crosby.
That was something.
Beautiful moment.
It was, indeed. And who knows? I mean, I have a feeling that he's coming back for one more year.
What?
Yeah. I mean, this way he gets to say the long goodbye, you know, like some of the others, you know.
I don't know. I just saw a little bit of a decline, and I'm thinking that...
Yeah, he only had 5 power play goals this year.
And I'm thinking that he's not the guy who would come back.
Unless, of course, it's a health thing. I mean, if he does, if he's had it and he doesn't have the... but he still gets excited on every goal. It's amazing. But he may want to spend time with family. We'll see. I think it'd be... there's a lot of talk that if he does retire, that he might go back and to Russia. So
interesting.
Yeah, so I don't know what that means. All right, thanks, Gary.
You got
appreciate
it.
That. 8:40, 20 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. By the way, while we were, some of us were sleeping or had gone to bed, or even over the weekend when others were, you know, out enjoying this beautiful weather, cutting grass, spending time with family, loved ones. House Democrats suspended the rules to ram Senate Bill 791, called the Community Trust Act, which has been being renamed the Sanctuary State Bill, through a second and third readings in a single day. The bill makes Maryland a sanctuary state for criminal illegal aliens because it does it prohibits local law enforcement from communicating with ICE if they have somebody that's been charged with rape or charged with murder and somehow is able to make bail in this state, which happens more often than you might imagine, that they're, and they know that they're legal, they know that they're not here in the country legally, they would be precluded from contacting ICE so that they could detain them until they could be deported or their hearing or whatever the case may be. And that puts people back out on the streets. And before you say it doesn't happen, it happens all the time, not just in Maryland, but in other jurisdictions as well. And here was just part of the debate on Friday afternoon in the House with Delegate Lauren Laura Arakan in the House. She was basically asking the governor not to sign this bill if it made it that far. And here's what part of what she said regarding what has already happened in Maryland.
Let's say we caught him. Let's say we caught him before he murdered Rachel, before he brutally smashed her in her face and all over her body with rocks in the middle of the day on a hiking trail. Let's say we caught him before that happened. Guess what? Under this bill, he's going free.
He has gone free, right? That would be, you know, the Rachel Morin murderer. That would include the Keila Hamilton murderer, MS-13 gangbanger, and Dakara Thompson as well. Just, you know, three names that made national news, but there are a lot of others that have been killed by MS-13 gangbangers, that have been killed by criminal, illegal, alien, drunk drivers. And now, of course, what does that mean for folks? In Florida, they pulled a bunch of commercial driver's license, truck drivers, over, and they didn't even have a license. They didn't have a name. And they pulled them over and took them off the roads in Florida. Will you be able to do that? Would the Maryland State Police be able to do that? I just don't. In Florida, they're doing it. They're calling ICE to come pick these people up because they're in the country illegally. But now, in Maryland, according to this bill, the Community Trust Act, Maryland State Police will not be able to assist ICE with removing criminal illegal aliens from the state. It's 8:43, traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Looks like there's a new wreck here in the median on the inner loop just above Liberty Road. I see a police car there on the left-hand side, a couple other vehicles there. It's kind of crowding the left-hand lane. So the inner loop now is going to go and back up to the area back towards Dulquid Road and back towards I-70. Let me just confirm that. Not quite there yet, but getting there. So the outer loop is also looking at it just a bit. So if you're coming down the hill from 795, you're working your way by the accident scene. That's the reason for the slowdown in that area. But again, the traffic on the inner loop now, as you're coming up, just stay to the center and the right. The outer loop is just kind of looking at the flashing lights on that side. That ramp is a little slow yet. It's moving, not quite cleared out, westbound on 50, leaving Parole, and then turning north onto I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy. Chance for stray showers, highs in the low 80s. Overnight temps in the low 60s. Tomorrow, sunny upper 80s. And we're going to be in the 90s by the end of the week. So it's early summer, that's for sure. Right now, 66 downtown, 65 in Glen Burnie. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
A two-year-old boy from California has been battling cancer, was recently celebrated on a plane trip back home for being cancer-free. Here's the entire plane getting the announcement about two-year-old Cruz being free of cancer and his parents talking about it.
We do have a very special passenger on board. We have been battling a very rare form of cancer. He is now officially
the emotions kind of all hit at that moment.
It was a long journey. He felt recognized. Like he was excited. You know,
he even said, he's like, I'm strong. They're talking about me. I'm strong.
Many passengers also wrote Cruz notes of encouragement to give him after the flight was over, and that is certainly a great feel-good news story. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Winter's officially in the rear view, and your backyard is calling. Is your outdoor kitchen ready for the prime time? Right now, Town Appliance in Owings Mills is turning up the heat with our Spring Black Friday shopping event. We're talking massive savings across more than 70 top-tier brands. Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lynx. From now through the end of April, Mayor and Mayor are here to help you build your dream outdoor oasis without breaking the bank. Don't just grill, command the patio. Visit townappliance.com or stop by today. Town Appliance, we've got your backyard.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Interesting piece by Armstrong Williams, co-owner of the Baltimore Sun, and this argument that Governor Taxon spent more is calling the Baltimore Sun a right-wing tool, now they're doing the bidding of the owner of Sinclair Broadcasting, who also owns the Sun papers as well. It's just amazing, but Williams writes in his piece that recent claims suggesting the Baltimore Sun is a tool to curry favor with President Donald Trump simply because we questioned Governor Westmore's statements about his military record are unfounded and illogical. We do not question leaders on behalf of any individual or political figure. We do so on behalf of the public. Let me be clear. The accusation is false. The Sun does not serve personalities. It does not bend to administration, parties, or pressure. It serves readers. It serves truth. and it honors the responsibility that comes with being one of the most respected news institutions in this country. The responsibility does not shift with political wins. If anything, it strengthens. The inconsistency in this criticism is telling. When the Sun reports uncomfortable facts, it is labeled partisan. Yet when national outlets reach similar conclusions, the narrative changes. When organizations such as CNN and the New York Times examine aspects of Moore's record, are they currying favor with Trump? Of course not. They're doing what journalism requires, asking questions, examining facts, and reporting findings without regard to political consequence. That is not bias. That is accountability. More concerning, however, is the role of media platforms that amplify accusations without scrutiny, giving voice to claims without demanding evidence, context, or balance. In doing so, they undermine their own credibility while contributing to a broader erosion of trust in journalism. A reasonable press challenges assertions. It does not simply repeat them. It goes on, but it's a fairly long piece. And I think I would agree that obviously they've chosen to shoot the messenger here rather than comply. And that's because we'll reach out to the folks at Sinclair and Spotlight on Maryland and see if they're willing to come on to talk about their upcoming series of reports that they're going to look at a disturbing pattern that has developed and we've been doing it here on this show since he's been governor. And this is a pattern of embellishment of certain things on the governor's resume, of his awards and or medals, in the case of the Bronze Star, in the case of the missing thesis. This lack of transparency, is unwilling to do a sit-down interview to give us more, a look into what is motivating him and what's behind some of the stories he's been told. Just we talked about the other Westmore, the book, in which he says he was born in Baltimore. He was not. He was born in Tacoma Park. He didn't spend a lot of significant time in growing up in Baltimore like the other Westmore did, who ended up getting in trouble. So there's a lot about Westmore that has been manufactured, in my opinion. And I think this is done for political, obviously, ambition, for political reasons. And who knows who truly is behind it? Is this a Westmore self-motivational presidential drive, or is somebody else behind this? I think it bears some questions. Questions that we all should be asking, and hopefully we get the answers to before 2028. And maybe even before this year, because I think this is going to be crucial, I think, in determining this upcoming gubernatorial election, first off in the primary this June, and then later this fall. So keep that in mind as well. You know, Law Office of Michael A. Freeman are there for you 24/7 should you ever need them. What they do is they put your recovery priority number one. If you've been seriously accident, if you've been injured seriously in a serious accident, you do need serious legal representation. And Michael and his firm, Marcia and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Freeman and all the associate attorneys and other paralegals, legal secretaries, etc. at the firm, they put your recovery first. And that's the way it should be. Because they take care of all the little things and from A to Z that so many other firms won't touch because you can't include them in billable hours. This is more of a holistic approach to making sure that you are taken care of, that you get better, you get back to the priorities of your life. And that's why you need this 40-plus years of experience, knowledge, and wisdom in handling cases. Because, you know, what happens to you, as it did in my family, or happens to listeners in the WCBM family, it's important that you have somebody that is fighting on your behalf. That's exactly what they do at the Law Offices of Michael A. Freeman, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy in as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:53. Traffic weather on the rings once again with the update now. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
So the wreck on the Beltway here just above Liberty Road is kind of off to the left-hand side. We're still getting four lanes by. Excuse me a second. I just sneezed right before we came on, so make sure I get to that. Okay. The interloop north of Liberty Road, they're looking at it, so we're not quite back to I-70, but almost. So factor that in if you're coming up from Frederick Road and up through that area. And then the outer loop, once you clear that area, it's still busy, Liberty Road down through Route 40, and then eventually getting better towards Frederick Road, and that should clear out down the hill towards Wilkins Avenue. I'm looking at it live, and it is. So now the ramp is clear. We're back in business, 50 westbound, leaving Parole, and then turning north onto I-97. That wreck is either onto the side or completely gone. There's a little bit of a backup yet as you're coming south on I-97, right there at the split at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, breezy, chances, stray showers, high in the low 80s, overnight temps in the low 60s. I find it curious that Kim is going to be off on Friday just as we hit 90 degrees. How the heck did you know?
I did not know, but guess what? It's great news. It's welcome news, Sean. I'm so excited. I got a little pep in my step today. It's going to be 80 degrees. I love every second
of it. It's all good. What you got coming up on the show?
Lots going on, of course, as you know. Oh, also, real quick, we were listening in the car. And Pat McDonough was on with you earlier. Olivia in the back seat, she goes, I thought I arrested that guy. Did Mr. Sean bail him out? I said, well, now you got to take it up with Sean Casey.
That's right. That's
you
right.
You got to figure this out. It's funny that she knows his voice now. Well, anyways, lots to talk about. Obviously, the latest updates in Iran. Looks like we don't have a deal. But something could be happening here around 10 o'clock. Is that the news?
The naval blockade.
Yes. Is right. that 10 a.m.? I think it is 10 a.m. Eastern.
10 a.m. Eastern, right.
So we'll keep our eyes on that. And then also, a big news. Yesterday, Eric Swalwell dropping out of the gubernatorial race. I said last week, if these are just, you know, if they're interns or staffers, if they come forward and there's not sexual assault or harassment, he's going to get away with this. But now we have the stories of sexual assault and harassment and Great. Other allegations. Yeah. And even I saw with this nanny, I guess he could have possibly illegally hired his nanny using campaign funds.
Yeah, it's he and his wife. Apparently, they let her stay past her tourist visa, and they knew it expired, and they were paying allegedly with campaign funds. So that's a problem.
Yeah,
The Fang Fang has always been a problem to me because I think he was maybe compromised. Now he's being investigated by the Manhattan DA. For the sexual assault of one of his staffers.
There's no way no one knew about this.
Well, of course they knew about it, and this was a concerted effort to take him out because they want him out as a California governor.
Yeah.
Just like they now got abuse allegations being levied against Katie Porter out there in California.
I saw that. You know it's the Democrat Party.
Oh, 100%.
It's infighting. So we'll talk about that, of course, and lots of local news. It is Sidey Die. So we'll get into that with Doug at Kathy Schlega, Doug at Ryan DeRocky.
All right. We'll be tuned in. Always informative, Sean. And entertaining. Kim Klasick Live. Coming up next. Now, Sunny Die, that means this is it, the end of the General Insane Asylum, as we call it each and every year. And so I'm just looking back at 2,600 bills introduced during this session, fewer than 600. And that's a lot have reached Governor Moore's desk. 600 bills. But you look at the first bill that they passed, that was the ending the formal agreement with the 287G program. And the last bill that they may pass might be the Community Trust Act, is going to be probably come out of the House today with its changes made, or the Senate, rather, with the changes made over the weekend. And that would completely limit prohibit, I should say, communications between local law enforcement and folks at ICE. So the beginning and the end was all about protecting what? Law-abiding Marylanders? No. Residents, retirees of Maryland? No. Criminal and illegal aliens. The ones that commit crimes and the ones that are here illegally. That's what this is all about. This is what the Democrats have hung their hat on. It's just amazing to me. So you got that. And then there's the, and you look at the other big bill was the energy bill, the Utility Relief Act, which is going to add up to a big fat nothing burger. Okay, this was, I said repeatedly during this session, that the Democrats are vulnerable on the energy issue. The things that are driving all of this are the is exactly the Democrat policies, the green agenda that passed in the Climate Control Act of 2022, the war on fossil fuels. So the governor and the Democrat Party in this state are responsible for eliminating competition, energy choice in the state of Maryland, and thus, at the last second, when they know their fat is in the bacon, is got to be pulled out of the fire, they try to bribe us with $12.50 a month. That's what they're trying to do here. So we're not quite sure what changes there, but that looks like that's going to pass. We'll take a look at this gun bill. Obviously, that is another. This is all about grabbing guns. It's not about the Glock switches that are all illegal. It's all about Democrats wanting to grab guns. That is for sure. And then there's something called the No Kings Act, which may bubble under today. That's something that would let Marylanders sue federal agents who allegedly violate their constitutional rights. Again, another bill that's directed towards ICE and allowing illegal aliens to proliferate throughout the state of Maryland. All right. Stay tuned for Kim. She's coming up next. Back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. on CBM. And until then, we want to God bless our troops, God bless America, and we'll see you tomorrow morning bright and early at 6 a.m. right here on WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.